Kellen Thayer with the national anthem, second time this year, and that might have been his best as we are set for playoff baseball here at Classic Park. Welcome into WJCU. I'm John McCary alongside Jake Volnick and Logan Batosky back at the studio. This is the Lake County Captains, the second half Midwest League East champions, taking on the first half Midwest League East champions, the Great Lakes Loons. This is a big matchup, game one in a three-game series. This game one will be tonight here in East Lake, Ohio. Game two and three if necessary, Thursday, Friday in Midland, Michigan. Tonight getting the start for this game one will be Will Dion. Dion, only two games pitched with Lake County this year, but he's been excellent. 12 and a two-thirds innings pitched, seven hits, one earned run allowed with 15 strikeouts and three walks. 2021 ninth-round pick of the Cleveland Guardians. He spent most of his season at the low-A level, pitching here in Game 1 in the high-A Midwest League playoffs. Dion will take on a Great Lakes Loons lineup tonight that goes like this. Leading off, Eddie's Leonard playing short. Catcher Diego Cartaya bats second. Yorbit Vivas at third base, batting third. Right fielder Damon Keith, the cleanup hitter. Dalton Rushing, first baseman, bats fifth. Jose Ramos in center field, bats sixth. Austin Gauthier, second baseman, batting seventh. Emmanuel Vargas, DH, batting eighth. And Junior Garcia is in left, batting ninth. The Great Lakes Loons tonight are in their gray road uniforms with Great Lakes in red written across the front, red numbers, and red socks as well. The Loons are in their black caps with the Great Lakes Loons, the Loon, on the front of it. Lake County Captains tonight are in their home white uniforms. Captains written across the front, the I in Captains, the Lighthouse. Blue numbers with the navy blue cap. Seeing the lighthouse, that interlock on the cap. Navy blue socks and white pants for the home team. It is right now a fall baseball feel at the ballpark. The weather is 65 degrees. Overcast skies that look like they could have some rain, but no rain forecasted as of right now. Leonard will step into the right-hand batter's box to face the lefty in Dion. The windup, the kick, and the first pitch is a strike down the middle here to begin the playoffs here at Classic Park. Eddie's Leonard has been a stud all season long for this Loons team. The 0-1, breaking ball outside, high count, 1-1. Leonard, 127 games played, yes, that is correct, 264 average, 348 on base, and a 435 slugging. Leonard has a home run off Dion, the only run he's given up. 1-1, Leonard pops it up. Center field, Valdez backtracking, and he makes a leaping grab in shallow center field. The second baseman in recent addition to Lake County, with a great way to start off the postseason here for the Captains. There's one away. We'll take a look at the Captains' defense behind the pitcher and Will Dion. In left, it's Connor Cox. In center, Petey Halpin. And in right, Alexi Planez. From third to first, it's Christian Cairo, Milan Tolentino, Yordiz Valdez, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mike Gambidis, and on the hill, lefty Will Dion. First pitch here to Diego Cartaya. Cartaya, the Dodgers' top prospect, swings, pops it up right side. Naranjo, the first baseman, backtracking into shallow right, and he'll make the grab. There's two away now. Umpires for tonight. It is the first time this year there's a four-man crew instead of a two-man crew. So behind the plate is Nate Dieterich. At first base, Jared Molman. Second base, Brian Van Franken. And at third, Kenny Jackson. Yorbit Vivas will now step in, batting from the left side. Lefty on lefty matchup. Dion, the first pitch. Slider low in the count 1-0. Vivas, another guy with a lot of games played. One more than Leonard, 128 for the Loons this season. 269 mark, 374 on base, a 401 slugging. The 1-0. Ground ball right side. Naranjo moves to his right field, and he will beat Vivas to the bag. A 1-2-3 inning for Will Dion. Two pop-ups and a ground out. And now the Captains will come to bat. No score, bottom of the first here. WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the first, Will Dion with a 6-pitch 1-2-3. Top of the first, it'll now be his counterpart, the starter for the Loons, Carlos Duran, who will get the ball. The 6'7 right-hander, 2018 international free agent out of the Dominican Republic, will take on the Lake County Captains, and their lineup goes as follows. Leading off, playing short, Milan Tolentino. Christian Cairo, the third baseman, is batting second. First baseman, Joe Naranjo, bats third. Alexi Planez in right, your cleanup hitter. Center fielder, Petey Halpin, bats fifth. Connor Cox in left field is batting sixth. Corey Holland, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Behind the plate, batting eighth, Mike Amditas. And Yordiz Valdez at second base rounds out the order. The captain's lineup brought to you by Lakeland Community College. For every why, there's a how. Save thousands at Lakeland while earning a degree, receiving job training, or building your career. Or start at Lakeland, transfer credits, Lakeland Community College. This is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu. Slash your how. So now Milan Tolentino, a midseason addition to the Captains. First pitch to him. He swings, and it's in and out of the glove of Cartaya. Count 0-1. Milan, 66 games played, which seems like a lot, but he did join in mid-July. Over 100 games played combined with both Lynchburg and Lake County. And Milan Tolentino has been really a speed demon this year. 29 stolen bases combined with both squads. He takes a next pitch high, and the count is 0-2 because it did catch the strike zone.
Yeah, it was 29 stolen bases, second highest in the Cleveland organization. And talking to Milan in batting practice today, and he was like, I just really wanted to get that number to 30. He said he started out the season wanting to get to 15, hit that at the halfway mark, said give me 30.
Swing and a miss here. Duran sets Tolentino down on three pitches for out number one. And, of course, playoff stats will not count towards the regular season stats, so Milan locked at 29, though nothing to scoff at taking bases this year. So now it's Christian Cairo who will step in. Cairo getting the start at third base today. Cairo came back from an oblique injury in mid-August, and he's been really strong ever since. The first pitch, fastball, called strike on the outer edge, and the count 0-1. This is Carlos Duran getting the start. How long he goes, we'll see. His longest this season is 5 innings. He did it twice, once against the Lansing Lugnuts and the other time in relief against the Captains. He comes with a breaking ball here, called strike on the outside corner, and it's an 0-2 count. The big righty looks in, and time's called just as he was about to begin his windup and delivery. Cairo calls time and steps outside the right-hand batter's box. Now Duran set, the 0-2. Cairo, a 3-4 swing. He did go around. Six pitches, all strikes, two strikeouts for Carlos Duran. We'll take a look at the defense tonight for the Great Lakes Loons. In left field, Junior Garcia. In center, Jose Ramos. And in right, Damon Keith. From third to first, it's Yorbit Vivas, Eddie's Leonard, Austin Gauthier, and new addition, Dalton Rushing. Behind the plate is Diego Cartaya. On the mound, Carlos Duran. First pitch from Duran, fastball, called strike, upper part of the zone, count 0-1. Jake Duran's throwing strikes.
Yeah, he's pounding the zone over and over again. Seven pitches, seven strikes. It's time for the captain's hitters to kind of open up their eyes now and get started swinging the bat.
Breaking ball hits at the knees, and it's now 0-2. Duran just showing great command. Right-hander has come to play, wearing the long sleeves underneath. and the High Sox here tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball inside high. There's a ball thrown and works the count to a ball, two strikes with two outs. Against Naraho, the 2019 third-round pick of the Cleveland Guardians. Of course, stats don't count, but today is his 120th game played, the most of any captain. 1-2 from Durant. Naraho chops it foul. It looked like it might have hit his ankle. And then ricocheted up into the screen. Count 1-2.
That's an odd trajectory on that ball. Could not tell what it hit off of whatsoever. It just went straight down and then almost looping up back into the air. It didn't really seem like it made solid contact with anything.
It's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Duran the look in, the windup, the leg lift. It's still suspended up there. Now he comes with the pitch. It's a fastball high outside, count 2-2. Now, what makes Duran really interesting, similar to guys like Johnny Cueto, he has that slow pitch and fast pitch, and he tries to mess up a hitter's timing. There to no avail on a very disciplined hitter, Joe Naraho. The 2-2 here. Naraho swings, lifted in the air to right field. Moving to his right is Keith. He's at the track and will make the play in deep right center field. Naraho gave it a ride, but it stays in the ballpark. It's a 1-2-3 inning worked by Carlos Duran through an inning of baseball here tonight. No score in the Midwest League East Series playoffs here on WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Top of the second, no score. Lake County and Great Lakes in this Midwest League East Championship Series, game number one. Well, Dion worked the 6-pitch, 1-2-3. Damon Keith swings at the first pitch here, and that's a no-doubter. To deep left center field, up and over the advertisement, and gone. It stays in terms of the yard, but luckily that fence is there to keep it not going from going to the parking lot, but Keith just absolutely rocketed that ball to deep left field. You may have had a question if you were a Loons fan, having Keith at that cleanup spot with a 204 average, but that's his sixth home run. He delivers with the big blast here, 1-0 Great Lakes.
Yeah, Will Dion looked like on that pitch went to go a little bit of the breaking stuff to start off to Keith, and he was not fooled whatsoever, got every stitch of that ball, and that might be one of the farthest balls we've seen hit out to left center.
Absolutely crushed, and now Dalton Rushing is at the plate. First pitch breaking ball from Dion misses outside, count 1-0. Rushing is quite the story. He's coming into this game, his first at the high A level, the 1-0. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike, count 1-1. Rushing spent only 28 games after being drafted in 2022 in the second round by the Dodgers out of Louisville. 28 games at the low A level, but he has performed insanely well. Fastball misses off the plate here from Dion, count 2-1. Rushing a .424 average, .539 on base, and a .778 slugging. 8 home runs, 30 RBI in 28 games played. Batting from the left side here, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Dion with the fastball evens up the count.
I don't think there's much more that we need to say on Rushing. numbers pretty much speak for themselves. He's dominated in the short time that he's been here, and you see why Loon's making this playoff run now. They want him here, called him up, and he's hitting pretty high in the order at 5 years in his debut.
2 balls, 2 strikes, lefty on lefty. The pitch from Dion, and rushing fouls it back to the screen. As mentioned, from Louisville. And rushing, listed as a catcher from Memphis, Tennessee, 21 years old. Getting the start tonight as the Loons' first baseman. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch from Dion. Fastball off the plate outside, the count now full. You can hear the Loons' dugout making some noise. They know this spot. They've been waiting since mid-June when they clinched a playoff spot for today.
And clinched it in dramatic fashion.
The 3-2. Breaking ball is high. Rushing works a walk. Dion with a battle. Lefty on lefty, but rushing aboard. So now bring up Jose Ramos, and the captain's defense will switch a bit, moving to the left side with the right hand hitting Ramos, who really pulls the ball. And Naraho will play in as well, at least covering the bag. We'll see if Ramos tries to apply a bunt, but a runner on, no outs, and the center fielder Ramos at the plate. Dion's first pitch to him. Ramos, a swing and a miss, count 0-1. Ramos, the 21-year-old from Panama, similar to Lake County, this Loons team, very young, very talented as well. Dion, a look over to the first base bag. Here's the 0-1. Broken bat, pop up into shallow center. Backtracking is Valdez. Over the shoulder, he makes the grab. Then he bobbles and will drop it, but it's a called out as he tried to turn his body to turn and throw towards first, but rushing back in. Yordi's Valdez with another impressive play. Yeah, there was that bit of the bobble at the end, but he solidified the catch. It was the transfer over that led to the drop. Valdez twice tonight has flashed the leather in shallow center field.
Yeah, he's been very confident moving backwards in a sprint. That time not even really looking over his head, just kind of waited for it to drop into his view and kind of swiped at it with a glove. Great reactionary play by Valdez.
Runner on first, one out. Austin Gauthier at the plate. First pitch, a breaking ball, and it hits the zone on the, or at the lower part, count 0-1. Dion, a glance over towards the runner, swing back and forth, rushing the 0-1. Chopper from Gauthier, foul down the third base line, count 0-2. Gauthier, another guy whose numbers won't jump out at you, below the Mendoza line in 21 games played, but he does have a walk-off home run. It's only of the season home run, and it came 2 Sundays ago against Lake County. The 0-2 from Dion. Curveball, Gauthier, a chopper, foul down the third base line. Cairo fields it, but no throw to make, and he'll flip it to a fan. It's a nice crowd here on what is not a great weather day, and of course a Tuesday to begin this 3-game series. Thursday and Friday, they'll be in Midland. But probably, most definitely, the best Tuesday crowd of the season so far. Dion will throw over to first, back in without a slide, safely rushing. It's 1-0 Loons here in the top of the second after Damon Keith led off this inning with a solo blast to deep left center field over the advertisements in left. The 0-2, check swing from Gauthier. Did he go? No, says first base umpire Jared Molman. So we'll get it now, 1 ball, 2 strikes. It definitely is a weird look to have more than 2 umpires on the field, but definitely appreciated with these games a higher stake. The 1-2, breaking ball just misses off the outer edge from Dion, so the count now 2-2. After a 6-pitch inning for Will Dion in the first, now 15 here in the second. 1 out, 2 balls, 2 strikes, and a runner on, Dalton rushing. Time's called, and that's called by Gauthier in the right-hand batter's box. Dion, a look over towards first. Trying to keep the runner close to 2-2. Gauthier swings off the end of his bat, looping into shallow right, and it will fall. Rushing hits second, and he will go into third. Runners now on the corners with 1 out. A single for Austin Gauthier. Second hit of the inning for the Loons.
That's one if you're Will Dion. You're just going to kind of put your hands up, palms in the air. What are you going to do? Got really soft contact out of that at-bat from Gauthier, but drops right into shallow right field, just perfectly placed, and not a ball he got a lot of, but one that puts another runner in scoring position now for the Loons.
Caleb Longshore, the pitching coach for Lake County, will now come out and talk with his left-hander Dion, as well as the entire infield and catcher Mike Amditas. Of course, and I asked Caleb today before the game, well, who's available in the bullpen. The rotation for this week, game three if necessary, is, well, Dion tonight. Game two, Tommy Mace, right-hander. Game three, right-hander Aaron Davenport, with Rodney Boone being a starter that will be available in the pen. Of course, the captains have to get to that game three, and so it would mean, of course, too, we'll see how the situation goes, but not really a script today to follow. Oh, after, well, Dion will go to this guy, we'll go to that guy, just depending on the situation. So once we know who's warming in the pen, of course, we'll tell you, and of course, all dependent on how Dion gets out of this inning. He'll have to work to Emmanuel Vargas here, the designated hitter batting eighth. Vargas, a drop down in the lineup. If you've been following Midwest League Baseball this season, you know this guy's a player, but has struggled in the month of September and late in August as well. First pitch he looks at is a breaking ball low and away, the count 1-0. He had only two hits against the captains in the series against them 2 weeks ago out of Dow Diamond. Dion a look over to first, the 1-0. Vargas swings, lifts it foul left side over the sweets on the third baseline. On third is rushing on first, Gauthier, one out and a 1-0 Great Lakes lead here in the top of the second. This is the Midwest League East Championship Series, game number one, and a three-game set here on WJCU. 1-1 from Dion, breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half. Nicely placed pitch from Dion away from the left-hand hitting Vargas.
Gauthier staring pretty close at first base. Doesn't look like he's going to try to take off and get two into scoring position here. Dion keeping him honest with looks over.
Now a throw over to first and back in without a slide, Gauthier. Vargas at the plate, another guy over 100 games played, 116, 268 average, a 404 slugging, and a 467 on base. Dion a look over to first once again, one ball, two strike. The count, the pitch, fastball high. Vargas stays away in the count at 2-2. Ideally with one out and a runner on first, a ground ball, a double play ball for Lake County to end this inning. Vargas has to put in the outfield, outfield playing deep. But Vargas, who has possessed a lot of power this season, he's got 18 homers. The 2-2, breaking ball, misses high, count now full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners on the corners, 1-0 Great Lakes. Will Dion trying to work out of a jam. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball high, ball four. Good eye from Vargas. Second walk in the inning for Will Dion. And the bases are now loaded, one out. And Junior Garcia, to the plate.
His first two starts for Dion, just three walks and already two here in this inning and in this ball game. Struggling with a little bit of control, pressure mounting. Be interesting to see how he handles it.
Corner infielders are in for Lake County. First pitch is a breaking ball, and having to hop down is Amditas. He was expecting that pitch high, and he literally went down with it, couldn't frame it, and he'll have a discussion with Dion because I think the signs are a little confused right now, and they're not sure what pitch is which. Amditas discussing with Dion here. It's Naraho, the first baseman, on the infield grass. Same thing with Cairo, the third baseman, middle infield. Tolentino, the shortstop, and Valdez, the second baseman, in double play depth. Right now in the Lake County bullpen, it's Alaska Abney throwing against a wall, but no one currently warming up. Again, in a playoff game, the starter's leash a little shorter than it usually would be. So the bases are loaded for Garcia, just his 11th game played as a Loon. First pitch, a swing and a miss, count 0-1. Beautiful night sky, by the way. I could see in dead center above the wall, rainbow. It did rain earlier today. And a cotton candy sky out in center. The 1-1. Garcia, ground ball, fair down the third baseline. Rushing will score. Hitting third now, coming home, Gauthier, and strolling into third, Vargas. It's a stand-up two-run double for Junior Garcia, And the Loons lead 3-0 here in the top of the second.
Yeah, it's just another perfectly hit ball by the Loons right down the third base line and hugged the line all the way down to the bag. Stayed just fair. For Will Dion, he's going to have to settle down and look to get an out any way that he can. Now order coming up a second time, and Addis Leonard looking to tack on some extra damage.
Garcia in 10 games played just had one RBI. He has two tonight. It'll be Addis Leonard who now steps in. Infield in first pitch, fastball outside, count 1-0. Leonard 0-for-1 today with a pop out to second base. He homered, as mentioned, against Dion on September 2nd. The 1-0. Breaking ball high outside, count 2-0. Abney is now warming up for Lake County in the pen. The submarine right-hander, who's made the most appearances for the Captains this season in the pen, including the last relief pitcher to come in, getting the final three outs on Saturday night. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Leonard did go around. Count 2-1.
And them going to Abney, getting him up and ready here, tells you just how important, not only, of course, that this game is in a three-game series, but this spot is in holding the Loons until they can tack on some more runs. Abney, usually a very high-leverage guy, goes in close ball games while the Captains are up.
Two balls, a strike, one out. Dion's pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt low, count 3-1. Dion trying to avoid his third walk of the inning, and again, bases loaded. With Dion in this inning, it's now 28 pitches. 36 is the threshold. You will not come back out for another inning as a pitcher for Lake County. 3-1. Leonard sticks out the bat and pokes it foul right to the screen to the right side behind home plate. Captain's infield is in. 3-0 Loons off of three hits all in this inning. Establishing a lead early, Great Lakes, who have played well in this ballpark, splitting the 12 games played between these two here in 2022. The payoff, fastball, called third strike. On the outside corner, Dion gets his first K today, and an important out number two. Hey, Captains fans, remember, don't throw away that ticket. Flip it over for details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of two regular drinks. Valid at participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, South Euclid. That will be it for Will Dion. Manager Greg DiCenzo will take the ball from the young left-hander, and Alaska Abney will come out of the bullpen for Lake County. Of course, Dion may not have gone 6 or 7, depending on his stuff, but after a 6-pitch 1-2-3, it's not the end of his day that he wanted. It's 2 outs and 2 runners on here in the second. It will be Alaska Abney to take the mound. We'll take a break here on WGCU. Game 1 of the Midwest League East Championship Series. It's Great Lakes 3, Lake County nothing. Top of the second on WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
So it's Alaska Abney out of the Lake County bullpen here. Abney coming into a situation with 2 runners on base. Garcia is at second and Vargas at third. Abney will take on top prospect Diego Cartaya for Los Angeles. Cartaya only 3 hits in 12 games played against the Captains this season. But it's been a 3-run, 3-hit inning for Great Lakes. Abney's first pitch, it's a fastball on the outside corner called strike, count 0-1. But a rough day for Will Dion. After a 6-pitch, 1-2-3 inning, cannot finish the second. Abney, the 0-1. Breaking ball off the plate outside, count to 1-1. Cartias, 62 games played with the Loons this year, 251 average, 379 on base, 476 slugging. Dodgers top prospect unanimously. Wherever you look, Baseball America, MLB.com, Fangraphs, he's number one. 1-1. Swing and a miss, Cartaya, count 1-2. But for some reason, he hasn't figured out the captains this year.
Now it's been a struggle for him against Lake County, and I'll ask Abney right here on this pitch, hoping to keep those struggles going. Looking to put down Cartaya on strikes.
42nd appearance for Abney. 2.54 ERA through 49 to two-thirds innings for the 2021 13th round pick. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, Cartaya. On a slider from Abney that finished in the left-hand batter's box, Cartaya is swinging a miss, and the Loons leave two on. But they do score three runs on three hits, no errors, two left on base. We go to the bottom of the second, Great Lakes 3, Lake County 0, WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan, let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. 2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Bottom of the second, Lake County 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Trying to turn it on early here because they're down 3-0 here in Game 1 of the Midwest League East Championship Series. Carlos Duran on the mound, first pitch to Planez, a slider called strike on the outer half. Duran dominated the first, 1-2-3, 12 pitches, 10 strikes. The 0-1. Planez swings, gets under it. Pop up on the left side of the infield, laying on the shortstop. We'll watch it into the glove. Makes the grab, and there's one away here in the bottom of the second. Dimensions here at Classic Park, favorable to power hitters, 320 down the right and left field line, 400 to dead center, and already a home run tonight for Damon Keith, a solo shot, Junior Garcia with a two-run double, the three runs tonight for Great Lakes, all scored off Will Dion, all in the second inning. Petey Halpin at the plate, first pitch a fastball outside, count 1-0. Halpin, two plate appearances against Duran, two walks, 1-0. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike, count 1-1. Of course, Petey entered this season as a 19-year-old, getting the start at pretty much every day at center field. Now the birthday has come and gone, 20 years old for Petey, and he's been extraordinary to watch this season, this 105 games played. Swings here, and a line drive, base hit into left. Petey Halpin, the captain on base today, a single to left field, trying to start and spark something for the captains in the bottom of the...
And if you saw Petey at the beginning of the year, your assumption of him might have been defensive star that just really couldn't put it together at the plate, but what a second half of the season it was for Petey, doing exactly what you just saw, hard hit line drives all second half of the season long.
Yeah, but that one right in between third and short, perfectly placed by Petey, who, as a young guy, could hit it anywhere. Now it's Connor Cox at the plate, left fielder. has had a strong season, a really strong second half to Cox's year. That's a trend, really, for a lot of Lake County Captains players, especially in the outfield. First pitch, Cox lines it back to the net and count 0-1. Cox this year in 88 games played, .234 average, .350 on base, .366 slugging. He's really been great defensively, though. Watching him in left where he is tonight, tracking down a lot of baseballs, has been a pleasure. Halpin with speed, the runner on first. 0-1 count with one out. Duran, the kick and the pitch. Cox puts it foul, right side, out of play, count 0-2.
Halpin, of course, not going there, but this Lake County team, second half of the season, much more aggressive on the base pass than the full season numbers will tell you. This team started nabbing bases, and don't be too surprised if you see Halpin off and going, even on an 0-2.
Both these teams last, the Loons, and second to last in stolen bases in the Midwest League for the Captains. As a fastball misses inside, count 1-2. For the Captains, they are up over 100, 102. The Loons are in the 60s department. This is a team that just does not run. One ball, two strikes here with one out. And the pitch. Breaking ball, a called third strike. On the outside part of the plate, Cox rung up. Third strikeout for Duran. Second out of the inning. Two away now, and Corey Holland, the DH, will step up. Holland, 2-for-3 against Duran this year. 80 games played. Holland, another guy where the numbers may not look good overall. .217 average, .249 on base, .400 slugging. But in that second half of the year, he was tremendous. Had a great game, or great month of August. And he was Mr. Multi-Hit, Mr. Doubles, too. He's second among active Lake County captains behind Alex Replanes in doubles this entire season.
Yeah, not initially the guy you would have thought to be doing it, but as you said, Holland just hit a fire like everybody else on this Lake County team in the second half. If it was the first half and you were doing well, you're pretty much an Akron Rubber Duck right now. So those guys, everyone on this roster really did have to play well down the stretch, and that they did.
And you mentioned Akron Rubber Ducks. There are some Rubber Ducks today in attendance. First pitch, breaking ball called, strike to Holland, count 0-1 from Duran. Just so what we could see, Jonathan Rodriguez and Angel Martinez at the ballpark tonight. First row right behind the captain's dugout. Akron played earlier this afternoon. Halpin takes off. Holland swings deep left field. Backtracking is Garcia, and that went off the wall. Halpin will hit third, and he will come around to score. Holland slides in a second just before the throw. It's an RBI double for Corey Holland. We just mentioned what he's done, getting extra base hits. Holland delivers again, and Lake County on the board. Great Lakes up 3-1.
Yeah, talk about just missing enough to get it over the wall. That one hit probably middle of the wall, left center, deepest part of the ballpark. Corey Holland just a little more muscle. This game would be 3-2, but nevertheless, an incredible piece of hitting from Corey Holland. Lake County on the board. Akron Rubber Ducks were happy to see it. They were up on their feet.
And Classic Park crowd that is jolted into this one. First pitch to Amditas, a fastball high outside, count 1-0. Mike Amditas, the catcher tonight, game number 57 for him. Amditas has really had the clutch gene. Half of his RBIs this season have come in the sixth inning or later. Trying to do some early work here with the runner on second, Holland. The 1-0. Duran, breaking ball called the strike. Top of the zone, count 1-1. Captains getting a run off Duran. Vital in this one. Rodney Boone is warming up in the captain's pen, by the way. A starter who will be utilized in a relief appearance, most likely for the first time for Lake County. The 1-1. Sliders high, so the count now 2-1. Boone was slated to be the Sunday starter. Sunday's game for most teams in the Midwest League did not happen. Four of the six matchups were canceled due to rain. Two balls, a strike here. Runner on second, Holland. And two outs in the inning. Duran, the pitch. Amditas, a chopper left side. Fielding it on a hop, Leonard, and he throws to first in time. Hey, but the Captains do get a run to narrow the deficit. It is one run on two hits, an RBI double from Corey Holland, no errors, and one left on. Through two innings, 3-1 Loons here in the Midwest League East Championship Series, Game 1. Ronnie Boone will come out of the pen and begin. Again, inning number three when we return, WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Rodney Boone will now take the hill for Lake County. Last Gavney, four pitches to get the final out of a second. That one scored three runs against Will Dion. So Boone will take the ball, and he'll make his first relief appearance in 2022. First pitch to Vivas here, swing and a miss, count 0-1. So Lake County will go from lefty in Will Dion, who has a great fastball and effective breaking ball, to Rodney Boone, whose fastball a little less velocity, but also an effective curve. The 0-1. Vivas, a swing and a miss. Count 0-2. It's 3-4-5 for Boone to face in the Loons' order.
Yeah, talk about effective curve. Just saw it right there. That one had some sharp break. Boone out of the bullpen. Didn't know what we might see. Didn't know the preparation he had going in without coming to the bullpen this whole year. I'll tell you, that curveball looked sharp.
It most definitely did. The 0-2 to Vivas comes with a fastball. Misses high inside. Count 1-2. Boone, 13 games. He started 10 in Lynchburg, 13 with Lake County, and a 4.80 earned run average. The 1-2, curveball. Vivas fouls it off his front foot. The ERA, a lot higher than it was in Lynchburg. Boone has battled in a lot of games this year. The one thing that is staggering, though, 10 games in Lynchburg, 2 home runs allowed, 13 with Lake County, 16 home runs allowed. A lot of starts for Boone. He'll be dominant the whole way. One or two runs coming off a long ball. The 1-2 to Vivas. Vivas chops it foul down the first baseline. And that's something going to correct and is expected. The home run number is usually going to go up, not only when you make the jump from low A to high A as a pitcher, but also playing in a more hitter-friendly park than you did at the low A level. It's 1-2 here. Boone the look to Vivas. And the pitch. Fastball outside high. Count 2-2. Loons team that is very disciplined. I mean, not a lot negative can be said really on both sides as a reason that their season, like everyone else in the Midwest League besides Cedar Rapids and South Bend, didn't end on Sunday. 2-2. Curveball inside. Count 2-3-2. And you hear the reaction.
Yeah, talking both of these teams, though, both finished with 76 wins. There's clearly things going right for both of them to finish at that mark. Lake County finishing with 53 losses, Loons 55.
Payoff pitch from Boone. Vivas pops it up behind home plate and up and over the suites. Actually hit off the roof. We just heard it. And out of play. We'll collect that during the break. Gotta get a playoff ball.
Yeah, playoff souvenir. Gotta have one.
3-2. Payoff pitch number 2 from Boone. Breaking ball and a call. 3rd strike. Vivas kept the bat on the shoulders. Boone with a first out, a strikeout to begin this 3rd. It is a 3rd inning of Captain's Playoff Baseball that's brought to you by 5-Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Meats. Now Damon Keith at the plate. Keith took Will Dion deep in the second. It was a ball that we wish we had the feet and distance on, but do not for tonight. But it was clobbered. Not a lot of guys have hit it over the signage out in left center field this year. Damon Keith did. The 1-0. Fastball high outside, count 2-0. One of the deepest hits home runs at this ballpark was Giancarlo Stanton when he was in the Marlins minor league system. He put it out in the parking lot in deep left center field. Didn't go quite that far, but it went a whole way. 2-0. Boom, comes back with a fastball top of the zone, count 2-1.
A guy put it away. By the way, not the stature of Giancarlo Stanton in any way, shape, or form. Keith, much more slender than that. Not a guy you think that clobbers balls over the wall, but he did.
Breaking ball here at the outside corner. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes. And, yeah, Keith, again, when you look at those numbers and you look at this Loons team, maybe a bit of a surprise that he was at the cleanup spot, but he delivered tonight so far. As he takes a pitch inside low, Boone works the count full on a Damon Keith. He got on a payoff pitch, a strikeout of Vivas. Now trying to do the same to the right-hand hitting Damon Keith. It's a 3-1 Loon score here in the top of the third. That's the MWL ECS game one. Here's Boone's 3-2. Keith jolts it foul right side out of play. A high fly ball heading towards the concourse. Where it is a buck night, by the way. So $1 five-star brand meat hot dogs, 12-ounce fountain drink, and an alcoholic beverage if you choose. Payoff pitch from Boone. Swing and a miss, Keith. Keith down on strikes. 2 Ks for Boone to start his day. Now, it'll be fascinating, curious to see how long Boone goes, of course, in this a relief appearance, but and did have, as you mentioned to me off-air, maybe not that same preparation that you have going into a start. We'll see how long Boone goes. Of course, he's on a bit of extra rest. He was supposed to start on Sunday. Dalton rushing at the plate. First pitch from Boone is a fastball high, count 1-0. Rushing in his first high A at bat. Walked and then came around to score on the two-run double from Junior Garcia. Two of the 3 runs that have scored for the Loons tonight. 1-0. Breaking ball. Top of the zone called strike, count 1-1. Not much known about rushing. In fact, I was surprised when I looked at the roster today and he was added to this Loons team, but was just dominant with the low A level out in Rancho Cucamonga. As this pitch comes up and in, and time's called right now. Hold on. Nate Dieterich will come out and he'll have the umpires come in. I thought that hit off the forearm wrist of the hitter. Mike Amditas, now the catcher, is in the infield grass and wants to know what's up. All the umpires will converge, all 4 of them, Dieterich, Molman, Van Freeken, and Jackson. What's this about?
I think they're trying to say whether it hit off his arm or the nub of the bat and went straight down. Came down very hard. The benefit, by the way, of 4 umpires, somebody has to have seen exactly what happened. You got guys on both corners and somebody sitting out in second base in the typical position. They're going to say it hit him, and like I said, somebody had to have seen it clearly.
Yeah, well, they'll say that it hit the forearm, and rushing is to first. You probably could have been told by the boos. First pitch from Boone here. Jose Ramos, the new batter, swings and fouls it off the back wall. Count 0-1. And that one's tough in the moment, and as you said, more umpires, more eyeballs, but that's the call made, and again, it was hard for us to tell up here in the booth.
Initially, I thought it came off the nub, but very hard to tell.
Swing and a miss here from Ramos. A wild swing on a pitch that was in the left-hand batter's box to the right-hand hitter, so Ramos will get some time. He popped out to second base. Valdez, who made an over-the-shoulder grab in second. Valdez has been tremendous defensively tonight. 2 grabs in shallow center field. It's no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on first rushing after the hit-by-pitch. The 0-2. In the dirt, a breaking ball. Amditas keeps it in front. And the count jumps to a ball, 2 strikes.
I'll add a closing point onto that. You may say, how can't you tell if it hit off the arm or the nub of the bat? Rushing, wearing a forearm protector that would make it hard to tell, came off very hard off that protector.
The 1-2, fouled back by Ramos to the back wall. The Classic Park crowd definitely thought it was the nub, but of course it's the umpire and crew tonight that has the distinction. Brian Van Franken, the only man who didn't have to travel, he was here when the Captains played Fort Wayne. His partner, Caleb Martin, not a part of the crew for this series. The 1-2, Ramos puts it on the ground left side. Fielding Milan Tolentino, the shortstop, he throws the first. Naraho with the stretch, but keeps his foot on the bag, and it ends the inning. So it is for Boone, an inning where no runs come home to score. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base. Bottom of the third we go, Captains down 2. And for a playoff edition of the Cleveland Farm Report, here's our man, Logan Batoski, back in the WJCU studio.
Thanks, John. We'll start things off with the single-A Lynchburg Hillcats. They finished their regular season at 63-68, but they were the Carolina League North first half-division champions. So tonight, they are in Game 1 of the Carolina League North Championship Series against the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and that is on the road for Lynchburg. In the top of the fourth, the Hillcats have the bases loaded with one out in a scoreless ball game, so Lynchburg looking to strike first in that one. Next, the double-A Akron Rubber Ducks, 77-56 on their season. They're 1.5 games back in the Eastern League Southwest second half division standings with 5 games remaining. The Bowie Bay Sox, who the Rubber Ducks are facing in this home series this week, are half a game back. So this is a very critical series for Akron. Bowie is the double-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. This is the last series for Akron of the regular season. They won 3-0 today in the series opener, and the Rubber Ducks now on a 5-game winning streak, winners of 6 of their last 7. Mason Hickman is 4th double-A save of the season. Jonathan Rodriguez, a 2-run double, and John Kenzie Noel, an RBI double today. Next, the AAA Columbus Clippers, 78-55 on their season, 2.5 games back in the International League West standings, with 17 games left, including tonight. They are in the midst of a home series against the Omaha Storm Chasers, a AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. The Clippers, on a 2-game winning streak, winners of 4 of their last 5, at the moment are trailing by a score of 2-1 with nobody out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bo Naylor, with a solo home run, his 12th of the season with Columbus, broke a no-hit bid with no outs in the 7th from Omaha, and the runner now just moved to 3rd for Columbus, so now potentially a chance to tie the game. In the majors, the Cleveland Guardians, 74-65 on their season. They lead the American League Central by 3 games over the Chicago White Sox, as they are in the middle of their home series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels. The Guardians 1-0 on a 9-game homestand as they won 5-4 last night over the Angels. They're now on a 4-game winning streak and have won 6 of their last 7. They trail 1-0, but do have a runner on 3rd with 1 out in the bottom of the 5th. Finally, some trivia. This member of the 2010 Midwest League champion Lake County Captains pitched for Cleveland for 6 years. He was an MLB All-Star in 2016 as he finished 11-6 with a 3.87 ERA and 161 strikeouts that season. He was sent to Cleveland's bullpen in 2017 and was released by the team in 2019. After a nearly 3-year hiatus from baseball, he was signed to a minor league contract by the New York Yankees in May. Who is this player? For the answer, let's send it back to Classic Park and John Vaccari and Jake Volnick. Guys.
You hear the crowd going crazy after Yordiz Valdez ground out Milan Tolentino with a solo home run to deep right field off the lawn. And Tolentino will now touch home. The Captains are down a run on Tolentino with the solo blast. And it's a one-run ball game here at Classic Park. And this Captains team not going down without a fight after a 3-0 hole. And Milan Tolentino, the leadoff hitter, displaying the power.
Yeah, talk about no doubter. Milan instantly started clapping his hands after that one was off the bat and took a stroll around. Absolute cannon to put the Captains down by 1.
Christian Cairo swings at the first pitch here from Carlos Duran, and it's up the middle and into center field, a base hit. So the Captains' potential tying runner here in the bottom of the 3rd on base in Cairo. And the Captains now have Joe Naraho coming to the plate. Trivia question, he's now a New York Yankee, throws me for a loop. I'm trying to think exactly who it is. And he took a hiatus from baseball, which you feel like I should have probably known that, but to come back and to pitch in the pen for the Yankees.
He was moved to the pen 17 through 19. Now he's a Yankee.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Logan, if you can give us the answer, please. Naraho's at the plate, and right now it's a mound visit with Duran and the pitching coach for the Loons in David Anderson.
Well, I'm going to give it as quick as I can because I don't need anything else to happen between my report. Answer is Danny Salazar was assigned to the Yankees AAA affiliate on August 20th.
There you go. Okay. Danny Salazar.
concept. Wow.
Yeah, I do not. I mean, Cleveland, obviously, but I don't remember appearances in New York. But Tony Salazar,
yeah, AAA minor league signing.
Yeah,
was not aware of that. That would have.
Yeah,
you know,
good for him.
Yeah,
right?
Good information to have on my mind now.
And
too,
of course, part of the Midwest League champion with the Captains trying to do this year as well. Second half East Division champions in the regular season. This game won of the Midwest League East Championship Series. It's right-hander Duran, left-hander Naraho, Cairo at first base, the first pitch, fastball high outside, and the count 1-0. So for Lake County, back into this ball game with a run scored in the second off the RBI double from Corey Holland that scored Petey Halpin, and then Milan Tolentino with a solo home run, a missile, off the lawn and right. The 1-0 from Duran. Fastball, a called strike, top of the zone, count 1-1. So Joe Naraho at the plate, 0-for-1 with a flyout to right. Of course, I mentioned it on the last couple games, these stats will not count for the minor league season, so Naraho does finish his season tied for the most walks in Captains history. Will Benson, another one for Lake County with 82. As Naraho takes a fastball outside high, count 2-2. Runner on first is Cairo, 1-1, and Duran, after what was a flawless first, battled through the second, and looking to battle here through this third. This will be a game where the pitching depth will, and really a series where that will be one of the deciding factors, as this pitch comes in and hits Naraho. Naraho tried to back out of the way, so much so that he moved back, and I think the ball hit him on the belt where it looked like originally it was coming shoulder high. But Naraho backed up and tried to get out of the way of that baseball. But Naraho is hit by a pitch. He's at first. Cairo moves to second. And the Captains now have 2 runners on, 1 out. And Alexis Planez coming to the plate.
And Carlos Duran looks a little rattled after that home run. Instantly gives up a single to Christian Cairo. Now the hit by pitch. And as it stands right now, Duran having a longer leash than Dion did. The Loons bullpen empty.
Duran will try and work out of it against Alexis Planez, the best Captain's power hitter this season. He's been here all year with Lake County. 19 home runs, 63 runs batted in. His numbers with runners on base this season, so impressive. And he has Cairo on second, Naraho on first, 1 out. And trying to give the Captains a tie or potentially a lead with 1 swing of the bat. First pitch here, fastball low and away, count 1-0. This Classic Park crowd also trying to get on the nerves of the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, Carlos Duran.
Bullpen as well. Before that pitch had come in and before Duran was set to throw it, Captain's bullpen were all up on their feet, jumping around, waving their arms around, and as much as they could.
And Duran started walking back to Gauthier, the second baseman, which I think was him indicating that he needs something or just try to shake it off. He now has his hands on his knees and is hunched over. The Loons have got an arm starting to go in their pen. Hope Duran is okay here. He looks very frustrated. He takes off the cap and then wipes some sweat away from his left arm on the elbow. Duran with a lot of power in that fastball, a lot of movement with that slider, pitches really hard, and I hope he's okay here. But the trainer for the Great Lakes Loons and Griffin Boyd and the manager Austin Chubb alongside pitching coach David Anderson out there to make sure their right-hander's okay here, especially something you do not want if you're the Loons or any team in this playoff series to lose a guy in the postseason after what was, again, for Duran, a really great 2022. He will walk off with the trainer, Griffin Boyd. There was a right-hander warming up in the Loons bullpen. He will be allowed to have additional warm-up pitches on the mound. Right now, standing in the pen, a right-hander will try and get you the information on him. But Duran leaves with a 1-0 count, 1 out, to Alexis Planez at the plate. Christian Cairo at second and Joe Naraho at first. And based on Duran's facial expression, he appears to be in a lot of pain. We will go to a break. We will tell you about the reliever and, of course, the completion of the bottom of the third and more of this Midwest League East Championship Series here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
2023 Captain Season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Great Lakes Loons have a right-hander still warming up, getting loose. Ryan Sublette, 23-year-old from Lamont, Illinois, 2021 seventh-round pick. He will come in for Carlos Duran. Duran allowed a solo home run to Milan Tolentino and had a runner on second and first with a one-run lead for Great Lakes. And after a 1-0 pitch to Alex Replanez, he appeared to be in some discomfort, walked back towards second base, and I think told his teammates something was wrong. The trainers and coaching staff for the Loons came out. Duran was pulled from this game, and Sublette getting the ample warm-up time here, and he'll have to come in a little sooner than he thought. Of course, for Lake County, they're to their bullpen quicker than they thought as well. Ronnie Boone right now in. He went a scoreless third after Will Dion starred this game, allowed three runs, and Alaska Abney got the final out in the second. But Lake County with a solo home run from Milan Tolentino here in the third, an RBI double from Corey Holland in the second. All in conclusion to say, this is a whole new ball game with the score 3-2.
Yeah, no doubt. Closing point on Duran. Didn't look good. Don't want to speculate too much, yeah. But just have to say hope he's okay.
Of course.
Definitely, as soon as the trainers came out, they signaled to the bullpen.
Yeah.
Didn't look good, but hope the best for Duran and that it's nothing too serious. But in speculation of this whole game, you said it. It's a brand new ball game. And these captains, now with two runners on, going to be looking to make a major impact and take the lead here early in this game that did not go the way that anybody was thinking that it would be scripted, going to bullpens early, and a lot of bullpens going to be used, a lot of arms in those bullpens here today, and as we can expect, through a lot of this series.
Of course, a three-game series between these two, game three if necessary on Friday, game two on Thursday in Midland, and this game number one you're listening to here in East Lake, Ohio, your home for Lake County Captains baseball. But it is Sublette on the mound, right-hander who comes into this ball game, and Sublette will, of course, continue to throw these warm-up pitches. He'll have a 1-0 count on Alex Replanez, and with a runner on second in Cairo, runner in first, Joe Naranjo.
Sublette, of course, getting the extended warm-up that he may need coming in unannounced. So he'll be getting extra throws here, of course, allotted by the umpire crew here today. When Sublette is eventually ready, it'll be Christian Cairo on second, Joe Naranjo following the hit-by-pitch on first, and the captains trailing just 3-2 here in this ballgame.
And Jake, I got to ask, too, again, with this, with the captains right here in the bullpen, what bullpen will use more arms tonight? I'd like to know. Again, Sublette not a starter, and we'll see if the Loons go to any of their starters. But captain's already to their third pitcher, and Sublette, a submarine thrower here for Great Lakes. Or not submarine, but more of a sidearm delivery in for the Loons. And again, for both the Loons and Lake County, who will use more arms. And I think they'll have an impact game two or three.
Yeah, no doubt. These bullpens are going to be run thin, especially going to them so early. The only advantage that you could argue here for Lake County is that they've gone to the starter traditionally in Rodney Boone. That being said, with Boone coming out of the bullpen, we don't know what kind of length he's going to have, and already throwing 24 pitches in his first inning, and to tack onto that, now with the Duran injury going down, this is a long break for Rodney Boone between innings.
Yeah.
It's currently nobody up in the pen, but if this inning goes much longer, you have to draw the question whether or not Rodney Boone's going to be fully warm and active to go out for a second inning.
Well, it'll be Alexi Planez here. Lake County hoping to give him some support so he could sort of groove into this game and find his footing. But Planez at the dish with a 1-0 count. It will be Ryan Sableta, right-hander, who's made 41 appearances, one start, a 2.98 ERA. Sublette has been really strong in 2022. All his games played here at the high A level with the Great Lakes Loons. Sublette the kick in the 1-0. Fastball high, count now 2-0 on to Planez. Alexi Planez flew out to the short and shallow left in his first plate appearance in the second. RBI opportunity here with the captains trailing by a tally, 3-2. Loons and captains, the 2-0. Planez swings in the air to right field. Backtracking is Keith. He's at the track. He will jump up and make the grab at the top of the wall. Cairo will tag from second to third. A couple more feet and Planez has a three-run shot. Instead, Damon Keith with a really impressive defensive play. Captains have runners on the corners, two outs, and Petey Halpin, who's one for one, will come up.
Huge play for Damon Keith to make. Already has a big homer in this ball game, and now key defensively. That one got out to the wall, but wasn't an easy play to make. He didn't have to stand on the wall. As you said, leaping up towards the top of it, very difficult play to make, and now another Lake County captain just missing a home run.
And it was Corey Holland back in the second. Planez here in the third. Petey at the plate. Sublette's first pitch. Naraho takes off, pitches in the dirt, and Naraho will stroll in. He sort of jogged and really didn't finish into the base there. I think he was anticipating or hoping for a throw to create a rundown and then try and score Cairo. That didn't happen with Cartaya just trying to field the pitch and keep it in front. So in Naraho at second, two runners on base, two outs, and a 1-0 count. Halpin in the left-hand batter's box. Sublette, the righty. The 1-0 pitch. Halpin swings and lines it into the Loons' dugout. Look out. That one just passed. I think it was the pitching coach, David Anderson. He had to duck out of the way. Hope everyone's all right. And hope for Duran's sake, too, he wasn't anywhere near that ball. Of course, we know if he was into the clubhouse because he can't go through the dugout, have to go out into right field and foul territory. 1-1. Halpin, a swing and a miss. Count 1-2. Clubhouse is positioned behind the concourse area, behind the tents out in right field foul territory, where both teams are housed for captains' home games this season. It's 1-2, two strikes, two outs. Petey with a chance for Lake County to give them a lead in a multi-run inning here. It's one in the second, one here in the third, a 3-2 Loons lead. Runner on third, Cairo. Runner on second, Naraho. 1-2, two strikes, two outs. Sublette the righty, Halpin the lefty. The pitch, swing and a miss. Sublette powers a fastball by the 20-year-old Halpin. First strikeout for Sublette, and he gets the two outs needed without allowing a run. But the captains do get a run on the solo shot from Milan Tolentino. One run on two hits, no errors, two left on base, both scoring position. Through the first three frames, 3-2 Great Lakes, shaping up to be a good game here. Playoff Baseball, Midwest League East Championship Series here, Game 1 on WGCU.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
of the fourth, Rodney Boone on the hill for Lake County. He worked 24 pitches in the third but did not allow a run. It is a 3-2 Loons lead, scoring three in the second. Captains have gotten two runs, one in the second, and then a solo shot from Lon Tolentino in the previous bottom of the third. So a one-run game, and it's 7-8-9 the Loons order against Boone. The lefty and third captain's pitcher used tonight. The 0-1. Breaking ball, Gauthier pops it up. Right side foul territory, Naraho sprinting towards the wall, now near the tarp. He reaches the glove out to his right side, going back towards fair territory, and makes the grab belt high for out number one. That's an impressive play from Naraho. Almost overran it, but gets the out needed. It is the fourth inning of Captains Playoff Baseball, brought to you by Meritech. Your business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple, empower your business, empower your future. Meritech. Emmanuel Vargas at the plate. First pitch from Boone. Breaking ball. Gets the upper third of the zone. Count 0-1. Vargas walked and would be stranded on third. The Loons did leave two in scoring position in the three-run second. Something to keep in mind. Vargas fouls it back, and it hits off the top of the screen. It would have came right at us. And again, still no balls that have come up here to the press box, but still waiting, and why not? Some postseason? Added games? It's just tempting fate.
Almost another souvenir for us.
The 0-2. Fastball high inside. Count one ball, two strikes.
Which, speaking of souvenir, we forgot to go back and get that ball between innings.
Yeah. Oh. Getting busy doing the job here. Darren. Hopefully it went to a little kid. 1-2 from Boone. Vargas swings off the end of the bat. High fly ball into shallow left field. Cox is charging in, and he makes the play head high for out number two. Cox ran a long way but got under it and made the play. So it's three retired in a row for Boone. Just one base runner allowed. The hit-by-pitch to Dalton Rushing in the third. He'll now face Junior Garcia. Garcia came up in a big way in the second with the two-run double down the third base line. One RBI previous in 10 games played. Now he's got two. Swings at the first pitch. Chopper to Christian Cairo, the third baseman. He fires across the diamond. Naraho keeps his foot on the bag after reaching up for it. And that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 inning worked by Rodney Boone here in the fourth. It's no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base. Bottom of the fourth we go. Captains down a run, and they will have 6-7-8 in the lineup when we return. WJCU.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
'23 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the fourth, Lake County will have 6-7-8 on here for this bottom of the fourth. Ryan Sublett worked a six pitch and getting two outs in the bottom of the third after inheriting two runners. Carlos Duran's start ended prematurely after appearing to be injured in the third inning. It's Connor Cox to begin this inning for Lake County. Down a run, 3-2, your score. Sublett, the first pitch, Cox looks at it. It's a called strike on the outer half. Count 0-1. Cox was one of three strikeouts against Carlos Duran earlier today. Now it's a bullpen game for both sides. Boone, who's been a starter for Lake County, and Sublette, arguably Great Lakes' best reliever this year. Breaking ball in the dirt, misses inside, so the count 1-1. Second baseman Gauthier positioned up the middle, outfield deep against Cox, who has flashed the power this season for Lake County. The pitch here is swung on and in the air to right. Backtracking is Keith. He now takes a step on the warning track, makes the play down the right field line. That's out number one here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard. Why not? It's going to be an easy update to do, presented by University Hospitals. There's only one other game going on. Of course, it's the Midwest League West League Championship Series Game 1. Top of the sixth already, Cedar Rapids 1-0 against South Bend. Cubs with only two runs on their home field. Games 2 and 3 will be a perfect game field, home of the Colonels. First pitch to Corey Holland here is a fastball high in the count 1-0. Holland had that RBI double in the second, the first run scored of two for Lake County in this game. Righty on righty, Sublette to Holland. 1-0. Fastball. Call the strike on the outer half. Count 1-1. Sublette has not allowed an earned run in his last five appearances, and one of those being against the Lake County Captains. 1-1. Holland, a swing and a miss. Count 1-2. Sublette, in those last five appearances, has allowed two hits, both against Lake County. Right-hander is a fastball, slider, and changeup from Texas Tech, 2021 seventh-round pick. 1-2 pitch here. Fastball just misses low. Cartaya tried to frame at the knees, didn't get the call, and the count to 2-2.
For Sublette coming on in such an odd scenario here, he's handled himself very well up until this point, and he's looked strong and all of his stuff. Looking pretty good so far in this game.
The 2-2 in the dirt bounces away from Cartaya and hits off the back wall. Count now full on Holland. It's probably his first wild pitch. Really the first pitch with not a lot of control we've seen today. Pitchers that have been on have been strong. Of course, offense is coming to play too. Five runs combined the first three innings. 3-2. Sublette, the kick and the pitch. Holland reaches for one. It was in the dirt. Nice breaking ball from Sublette. Second strikeout, out number two here in the home half of the fourth. So now Lake County will get that bat from Mike Amditas. Round out to shorten his first place complete appearance. Amditas, this year, I mentioned in his last plate appearance, but really the clutch gene. And Amditas has two home runs, one against these Loons. And that was in the bottom of the ninth of a game the Captains won in extras. First pitch here is halted back to the screen behind home plate off the bat of Amditas, count 0-1. Infield plays Amditas straight up. Second baseman Gauthier shaded a bit to the middle, but not too much. Standard for a right-hand hitter. So Bledsoe 1. Breaking ball. Gets the call. On the outer half, count 0-2. Amditas, based on that body language, didn't like that call, and neither did Eastlake.
Saw one in that Corey Holland at-bat as well. They didn't like on that outside corner. Maybe a little wider than they're accustomed to, but you see now multiple guys getting called on that outside corner. It's time for Lake County to make adjustments going forward.
Snowballs, 2-2. Sublette, the righty, and Amditas, the righty. Sublette looking for a 1-2-3-4. The pitch, fastball high outside, count 1-2. Captains into this ballgame after what was a rough top of the second inning where they fell into a 3-0 hole, but if you, I, Logan, back in the studio have learned anything this year about baseball, it's one thing, you're never out of a game, and that's been the captain's mantra this year. As Amditas with a 3-4 swing did go around on the slider from Sublette. 3 strikeouts, 2 in the frame, and a 1-2-3-4 worked by the righty. We go to the fifth, 3-2 Great Lakes. Boone back out for a third inning of work. When we return, you're listening to the MWL ECS on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the fifth inning, it will be top of the order for the Loons against Rodney Boone. First pitch from Boone, Leonard, a swing and a miss on a curve, count 0-1. Leonard 0-2 tonight. Boone has allowed just one base runner through two innings worked in relief, Boone's first relief appearance this season. He's 24th overall. Fastball high, count 1-1. It was 23 starts from Boone, 13 here with the Lake County Captains. Was supposed to be the starter on Sunday, but with that game canceled due to rain, getting a relief appearance here tonight. Leonard cuts through a 1-1, foul tips it into the glove, count 1-2, and Boone is keeping the ship steady through these innings where Lake County is slowly narrowing the deficit, 3-2 Loons right now, top of the fifth. 1-2, the pitch from Boone. Leonard flicks it off the ends of the bat, foul, up and over the press box, out of play.
And we talked about earlier how we didn't know how long Boone was going to go. Well, for Boone, last inning, seven pitches, there's a way you're going to go deeper into a ball game. That's the way to do it, keeping your pitch count down, especially after that 24-pitch first inning that he had.
1-2 is a fastball low inside, so the count now 2-2. And you mentioned with Boone with the pitch count, of course. Something to keep in the back of your head, too. Again, he's used, again, the whole day, knowing he's the starter, really. Days of preparation. The 2-2. As Leonard chops it to the third baseman, Cairo, he gets it head high, low throw, but Naraho, with a brilliant pick, keeps his foot on the bag, and that's out number one. Naraho had to really almost do the splits there to keep that ball from getting away. Cairo with a nice job anticipating it and getting it on the stride. Naraho with a better play, keeping it into his glove, and Leonard retired on the 5-3.
Yeah, that throw came in hot, and Arano using the backhand and really, like, flipped onto his stomach at the end of it in a pretty aggressive manner, but a hot pick from Naranjo, keeping runners off the bases.
So it's now Diego Cartaya at the plate. Cartaya 0-2. The 1-0 from Boone. Cartaya swing and a miss, count 1-1. Top Dodgers prospect 0-2 tonight, a flyout to first and then a strikeout in the second. There's two runners on for the Dodgers top prospect. Couldn't drive him home. 1-1, fouled back to the netting, count 1-2. Of course, it's baseball adage and to say, hey, guys do if he's struggling against a team, and Lake County's hoping Cartaya just never gets that big hit. Really hasn't contributed much in the games 11 he's played against Lake County this year. 1-2, cut on and missed, Cartaya. Rodney Boone with a four-pitch strikeout, his third K, and he is working here tonight. One time through the order, one base runner allowed, Dalton Rushing, who he hit with a pitch.
Yeah, John, it's two outs here in the fifth inning. I have to ask you, do you love to save money?
I do.
Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences?
Who doesn't?
Discount Drug Mart has you covered with the Courtesy Plus card. Pick up a Courtesy Plus card at Discount Drug Mart. Register at discount-drugmart.com, then start using it. It's that easy. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Boone comes with a first pitch breaking ball in the outer half to Yorbit Vivas. Vivas also 0 for 2, the top three in the Loons order without a runner to reach tonight. Boone with a high arcing breaking ball, and that one dropped in the bucket. Called strike top of the zone, count 0-2. Man, it's fun to watch Boone pitch, especially that breaking ball. That one was just lollipopped in, but Vivas had no response. The 0-2 here comes with a fastball high and the count 1-2. If Boone can establish that breaking ball for not only a first pitch, but a second pitch, down 0-2, as a hitter, you're just up there guessing, and a high 80s fastball looks like a high 90s. The 1-2, fastball here misses high again, count 2-2.
And that's how Boone's been dominant when he's been in and been on for these captains. It's been mixing those pitches and utilizing that curveball at all heights, both up in the zone and down below it.
The 2-2 here. Breaking ball low and away, and the count now full. Working this count to a full count, Yorbit Vivas, one of the most disciplined and one of the best players on this Loons team. He's been a workhorse, 128 games played in the 2022 season. Payoff pitch from Boone, fastball low, ball four. Vivas will work a walk, second base runner allowed by Boone. And he has speed, even though he bats third in the order. Sets up Damon Keith, who already rocketed a deep home run to left center field earlier tonight. That was off a lefty in Dion, taking on the lefty in Boone. Boone got him to swing and miss for one of his three strikeouts. That was back in the third. It's top of the fifth here. Great Lakes 3, Lake County 2, Midwest League East Championship Series, game number 1. First pitch, breaking ball low and away, count 1-0. Boone on to Keith. Captain's defense has Yordiz Valdez shaded up the middle. Juan Tolentino and Christian Cairo really hugging that left field and third base line to the left side, anticipating Keith likes to pull the ball and not trying to get it down the line. Keith swings here. He fouled ball down the third base line. It bounces near the Loons dugout. Count 1-1. Every pitch seems so amplified, so big in this spot. Loons do have a right-hander up in their pen. It'd be the third pitcher to be used tonight. Boone, the third pitcher for Lake County. Again, it becomes a bullpen game in which offense could capitalize. Both pens have been excellent this year. Fastball high outside. Mike Amditas uses it as an opportunity to throw down the first. Back in without a slide, Yorbit Vivas. The count 2-1.
Yeah, since having Vivas down 0-2, Boone's starting to struggle with command a little bit. Now 6 of his last 7 pitches outside of the zone.
2-1, the pitch. Keith, cut on and missed, count 2-2. Classic Park crowd getting into it tonight. Again, this Tuesday night playoff game, game 1. And although it's a little chilly, the fall crisp air, 65 degrees. Fans supporting this captain's team on their chase for a Midwest title. Keith swings, pops it up. Right side of the infield, Valdez will sprint over to his left. And the infield dirts under it and makes the grab. That ends the inning. Rodney Boone, 3 scoreless tonight, not allowing a hit, just 2 base runners. It's no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on for the Loons. They've left 4 on through the first 5. Halfway point of the ball game. Great Lakes 3, Lake County 2, WGCU.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the fifth, 3-2 Great Lakes here against Lake County. It'll be 9-1-2, Yordiz, Valdez, Milan, Tolentino, Christian, Cairo. And for Great Lakes, they do go to a right-hander. It'll be recent addition River Ryan on the mound. Right-hander who's had success in limited time with the Loons this season. First pitch to Valdez, fastball dips low, and the count 1-0. Ryan made his high-A debut here at Classic Park. As he looks in, third baseman Vivas is playing on the infield grass. Valdez watches another fastball low, count 2-0. The main takeaway, Jake, with Ryan is that fastball. It's in the high 90s. 14 innings pitched this year, a 1.93 earned run average for Ryan. 72 Ks to 8 walks. Valdez, a swing and a miss, and the count now 2 balls and a strike. On to Ryan. And I meant 22 Ks to 8 walks. They're not 72. 72 on his season, though, both at the low A and high A level. 72 in that many games would be very impressive. I don't even know if it's possible. As Valdez fouls one away to the left side, count 2 balls, 2 strikes.
If I recall correctly, River Ryan being someone who moved over from being a position player, and now we said high 90s, not hard to believe he's now a pitcher.
The 2-2, breaking ball low inside, so Valdez works the count full. Valdez chopped out to first, to rushing. The first baseman tonight for the Loons in his lone plate appearance that began the third, last time the captain scored a run on the Milan Tolentino solo blast. Payoff pitch from Ryan. Valdez grounds it up the middle. Shaded up the middle is Leonard, the shortstop. He fields and throws, and there's one away here in the fifth. Nice defensive alignment for Great Lakes doing their work and scouting Valdez.
Yeah, hit right up to Leonard up the middle, and that one nearly missing, hitting the bag, skipped right over it and allowed Leonard to play it. Yordiz Valdez almost caught a break.
So now up to the plate, Milan Tolentino, who had the solo blast back in the third. Fourth home run as a captain this year. First pitch, fastball high, count 1-0. And of course, like guys on for Tolentino, but solo blast at this point in the game, one run deficit, would tie it up. The righty Ryan on to the lefty Tolentino, 1-0. Swing and a miss, count 1-1. And I know he wants one more stolen base, so it's 30 on the year, like we talked about, he said, in BP today. But how about adding a little more power as well? A deep blast. The 1-1, fastball top of the zone, a called strike, count 1-2. Ryan to Tolentino.
That was a big jump Tolentino took this year, too, adding a lot of that power. And it's flashed a lot here in the hitter's ballpark that is Classic Park.
Both teams with one home run tonight. Both teams top five in the Midwest League in home runs. Loons just 4 more and 2 more games played this season. Is Tolentino a check swing? Did he go? No, says the third base umpire Kenny Jackson. That was close, but Milan with the wrist did not bend, so the count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, that's probably about as close to halfway as you're going to get. And luckily for Milan, he was on the correct half of that.
49.99%, maybe. The 2-2. Breaking ball inside, a close pitch, but Tolentino holds up, and the count now full. How long Ryan will go, we'll see. He's made the appearances as noted as a starter, and Brad Tunney, the voice of the Loons, told me he was slated for tonight. Looking to go with multiple innings. As he does, finish off Tolentino with a fastball, swing and a miss, and two away here in the bottom of the fifth. The last 7 captains have been retired in a row. Trying to break that, Christian Cairo. Cairo 1-for-2 tonight. He singled up the middle. He'd be 1-of-2 stranded. Again, both teams leaving 2 runners in scoring position at a point tonight. The captains back in third and the Loons in their 3-run second inning. Ryan first pitch to Cairo here. Cairo, 3/4 swing. He did go around this time. According to Jared Molman, first base umpire. I'll tell you, again, we don't like to critique umpires too much. Humans, just like us, trying to do our job. It does help to have 4 rather than 2 in a game, especially in the playoffs here tonight. The 0-1. Fastball top of the zone, a called strike in the count. No balls, two strikes, two outs. River Ryan looking for a 1-2-3.
Man, you talk about it, just for check swings, there's always going to be a guy down the line to have a better look at that. Sometimes with two umpires, guys directly up the middle, can't really see all that much.
The 0-2. Fastball low and away. Nice stop by Cartaya. Count one ball, two strikes. Hey, additional eyes no matter what. I take a couple more eyeballs to help me. That's why I wear these glasses. Four eyes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We can still barely see the numbers
half
the time.
No, of course, yeah. 1-2. Breaking ball. Cartaya thought it was strike three, but it misses off the outside part, and the count 2-2. Cairo gets another chance here. River Ryan, the deep breath. Double R to double C, the 2-2. Fastball high outside, so the count now full. Captains got both of their runs, or I should say their first run in the second was the Tolentino solo shot, but Corey Holland's double with two outs, and that's been a trend for Lake County this year as well, even with one out remaining. Sometimes don't falter. Cairo swings here, lines it to the right side, and it's up and over the suites out of play. Souvenir for those here at Classic Park tonight. Good crowd battling the weather, of course, 65 degrees. People around here used to it, but maybe not this early. Early September. It felt like a summer's day this afternoon, but definitely a fall night tonight. Payoff pitch. And a called third strike. On the outside part, Ryan lets out a little emotion, heard him from up here. He gets back-to-back Ks and finishes off a 1-2-3 inning here in the fifth. Five innings in the books, Loons 3, Captains 2. You're listening to the Midwest League East Championship Series here on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Top of the sixth inning here at Classic Park. Great Lakes 3, Lake County 2. Captains with one more hit, four hits to the three for the Loons, but one less run. Ronnie Boone will work a fourth inning. First pitch here to Dalton Rushing, fouled down the first baseline, count 0-1. Rushing tonight has gotten on base twice, a walk and a hit by pitch. For his first high A game, he's looked impressive defensively, and okay, hit by pitch is really not his skill, more luck, but the walk worked well by the 2020 first round or second round pick, first pick for the Dodgers, and Dalton Rushing.
Yeah, something tells me that Rushing will be looking to show off what he can do when he actually swings the bat today.
Yeah.
He's going to be looking to do it here against Boone in a very close ball game.
The windup kick in the 0-1 from Boone. That high arcing breaking ball again, and it hits the inside part, count 0-2. Boone trying to work four innings here, and of course, again, not the starter. That was Will Dion, who went 1 2/3 innings. But if you can here for the left-hander Boone, give four, it's the equivalent of sort of a start. 0-2 is a fastball high. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Rushing the left-hander, Boone the left-hander. But giving those four innings, again, not actual start, but good length. Fastball here just misses high, so the count even, two balls, two strikes. onto rushing. Rushing with plenty of power, the 8 home runs, 30 RBI, and just 28 games at the low A level. Dodgers quickly put him in the minor league ranks and already at the high A level. Breaking ball in the dirt, kept in front by Amdidas, and the count now full.
This has really been the one hiccup in Boone's day, has been he's been able to get the guys two strikes, but then he kind of plays around a little bit too much, goes for the strikeout pitch, swinging and missing, and gets away from going to the zone.
Here's the payoff from Boone. In the air, high fly ball, shallow left. Connor Cox comes in, he slides, and did he make the grab? He did. Catching it waist high off the end of the bat of rushing. Couldn't bloop it in to the outfield. Impressive play made. Out number one on a stout defensive play from Connor Cox.
Yeah, I don't know. That was looking to get a little scary with it was Tolentino and Cairo both converging back and then Connor Cox coming in from left field. But Cox eventually makes the call off. Both guys peel off to the right, and Connor Cox makes the incredible sliding grab.
And not just scary for the ball dropping, but potentially collision too. And luckily no one hurt, and an out recorded of Dalton rushing. Now it's Jose Ramos at the plate. Boone with a 1-0 count. The lefty fires. Fastball sails high outside, count 2-0. Boone right now is at 59 pitches. His next will be 60, so again, pretty much a start here for Rodney Boone, of course, but not starting the game, coming in to begin the third. 2-0. Ramos swings here. High fly ball to left center field. Racing back to his right. Halpin, he makes the grab. And left center, Ramos puts it to the deepest part of the park. It stays in the park. And there's 2-1.
And for Boone here, being able to work into his now fourth inning, it's incredible length for the Captains. And we were talking about how thin this bullpen could get stretched. But with Boone not slated to start in this three-game series, he's really pulling the weight off the back of these guys. Only actual bullpen arm used, Elias Gabney, who just came in for the one out.
Yeah, and another thing, too, Boone, he does have a win in his last outing against Great Lakes, six innings where he allowed just one hit. This is also the same Rodney Boone, as a breaking ball misses low, count 2-0, who had his worst start against the Loons back on August 5th. He went five innings, allowing 10 hits, 8 earned runs, so he's had a gem of a start, a rough outing. Tonight, another gem. As a 2-0 fastball misses high outside, count 3-0. He's allowed just two base runners, one by hit by pitch, another a walk, and one more walk, and it'd be a third base runner on. Boone with a 3-0 to Gauthier. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called a strike, 3-1.
Yeah, normally with Boone, it's, you mentioned it earlier, it's usually a home run ball that he allows at some point. Up until this point now, hasn't done that.
The 3-1. Gauthier watches a pitch that hits in the top of the zone, count now full. Sometimes captain starters, especially we've noticed at home, miss high with that fastball, but Boone establishing the top part of the zone and Dieterich giving it to him. It's 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Boone trying to complete 4. Breaking ball low and inside. It's ball 4. Good eye from Gauthier there, as that was a deceiving pitch from Boone that sort of dropped at the final moment, but Gauthier not fooled. He'll take the base and bring up Emil Vargas. Of course, Vargas, you look at the season numbers and 18 home runs, 63 RBI, tied with Johnny DeLuca. Of course, DeLuca now at the AA level with home runs hit as a loon this season. But Vargas has been just recently struggling and not great at-bats against Lake County 2 weeks ago. Cale Blanchore will come out of the captain's dugout, and he will go talk with his infield and pitcher in Boone. Runner on first, and Lake County will now get a right-hander up and throwing. See who it is. Boone, the second lefty, and captain's not with a lot of lefties left. Jaime Arias and the lefty in Matt Turner, but and Burgos, of course, too. But right now it's a righty getting loose, trying to see exactly who it is. Appears to be maybe Davis Sharp. I'm trying to see.
Yeah, can't confirm necessarily either, but yeah. That's what it appeared to be to me just off of stature and what he wears. And Sharp been strong all season, would definitely be a guy Lake County wouldn't mind putting in here. Prior to this meeting, it was just Zach Fascia, who typically handles the bullpen work as additional to playing games here and there, of course, Fascia on the roster, but also works as the bullpen catcher for the captains. And they were just kind of standing around waiting him and who we appear think is Sharp. But after the mound meeting, Sharp going ahead, getting ready on the mound. Not a big surprise that you would expect this to be Boone's last inning.
Lefty on lefty, Boone to Vargas. First pitch here. Vargas swings in the air to right field. Planez moves to his right in front of the track and catches the line drive chest high and ends the inning. Ronnie Boone, third inning, fourth, fifth, and sixth, all scoreless tonight and allowed just three base runners, no hits. It's no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on for the Loons. Bottom of the sixth, captain still down a run. River Ryan will work a second inning when we return. WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Three, four, and five meet in this captain's order to face the righty River Ryan. Bottom of the sixth, 3-2 Loons. Naranjo swings, puts it back to the netting, count 0-1. Naranjo had the go-ahead home run that was here on WJCU on Saturday night to give the captains the win in what turned out to be their regular season finale, a win that gave them this postseason berth. As Naranjo chops one here, right side, fielding it on a high hop chest high. The second baseman, Gauthier, flips it to first, retires Naranjo, one away here in the bottom of the sixth. So now Luxury Plata's will come up. Two flyouts tonight, one to shallow left caught by the shortstop Leonard. The other, one to the wall in deep right, Damon Keith leaped up, and made the grab, top of the wall, and saved a potential three-run homer. First pitch here from River Ryan, a fastball high. Plata's a check swing, did not go around. Count 1-0. Ryan, the 2021 pick of the Padres in the 11th round, but acquired in a trade here with the Dodgers. And the Great Lakes Loons, their high A affiliate, as Ryan misses with a fastball high outside. Count 2-0. Ryan, a deep breath. The righty with the windup, the kick of the 2-0. Breaking ball, misses off the plate. Count 3-0. Plana has not missed a walk this season by any stretch. A very aggressive plate discipline and very, again, aggressive swings. We'll see what he does here at the 3-0. Captain's down a run. The pitch. Plana is a swing and a miss. Gets the green light on it and just missed it. Ryan went with the fastball that just went by the bat.
Plana's approach, similar to that of Oscar Gonzalez of the Guardians MLB roster.
3-1. Cut on and miss. Plana's count full. And hey, it's worked for Flanagan this season. Oscar Gonzalez has a two-run homer tonight for the Guardians. I'd say it's working for him as well.
Yeah, these guys not necessarily chasing pitches far out of the zone, but come anywhere near, better bet they're swinging.
Payoff pitch, Flanagan lifts it foul, high to the right side, and looks like it struck the top of the suites and ricochets down to the seats below. Righty continuing to warm for Lake County. It is Davis Sharp. The payoff pitch here from Ryan. Planez fouls it away. Off the captain's sign on the top of the press box and into the seats below. It actually looks like it hit off person's backpack there in the front row. And now some claps for That fan catching the souvenir, now laughing about it, probably spooked a bit by the ball, as Planez does chase a pitch, a slider from Ryan, who looks fired up right now, strutting around the mound. He gets his third strikeout, his fifth straight out, and now we'll have to face Petey Halpin.
With that being said, though, for the Captains, it's now four straight batters that have worked full counts against River Ryan, and five of the last six.
He's been, over the Captains, I should say, have been really, again, a team that's been so disciplined at the plate this year, working the counts. It's part of their offensive success, as a swing and a miss from Halpin, count 0-1. Captains in games where they seem to swing at the first pitch in a quick moving game usually does not favor them. They like to have the pitchers work to them for the most part. The 0-1. Fastball inside, count 1-1. And that has led to a lot of walks. Joe Naraho tying the Captain's record this season with 82 base on balls, and a lot of different guys contributing to a team that's top five in walks in the Midwest League. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Halpin, count 1-2. Sometimes it's just wild pitching, but other times it's, again, pitches that other teams would swing at, other guys would swing at, but top to bottom in this Captain's order, they discipline, or they, I should say, emphasize plate discipline. Overall, as a organization for the Guardians. 1-2. Halpin foul tips it into the glove, down on strikes. Another shout from Ryan. He is fired up. A 24-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina, gets his fourth strikeout. 4 Ks through two. We're through six here at the ballpark tonight. Great Lakes clinging to a 3-2 lead. Final three innings coming your way next here on WJCU.
Hey, Lake County fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Captains!
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the seventh goes to Davis Sharp after Rodney Boone with just an impressive appearance in relief. Four innings, allowing no hits and no runs. With three strikeouts to two walks, it will now be Davis Sharp out of the pen, a guy who's been really vital in back-end relief appearances this year for Lake County. 2.35 ERA for Sharp in 46 innings with the Captains, though his last appearance against Fort Wayne back on Friday night did allow two hits, two earned runs, both solo homers. Something to keep in mind as he begins to Junior Garcia. Swing and a miss. Sharp powers a fastball by him. Count 0-1. It will be 9-1-2 in the Loons' order. They have a 3-2 lead here. Top of the seventh in East Lake, Ohio. Sharp to highlight more of that back-end stuff and what he's done. Six holds, 3-for-5. Save opportunities. The 0-1, Garcia chops it to the left side, charging in Milan Tolentino. He fields chest high, the throw to first in time, beating Garcia by a step for out number one. Milan Tolentino, not a bit of hesitation, but a little more of a longer delivery than usual. Just wants to make sure he established the baseball, guns it over, and gets out number one here in the seventh.
That's something that Milan Tolentino can do that maybe not every other guy can. Juan Tolentino possessing incredible arm strength. Can really zip one over when needed.
First pitch here to Eddie's Leonard's, a breaking ball in the dirt outside. Count 1-0. Captains have Yordiz Valdez shaded up the middle. The 1-0. Leonard swings. It's off the glove of the leaping Milan Tolentino and into left. That, I think, a ball that Milan maybe didn't have to leap for. I think that leap might have thrown him off a bit. He jumped up, and it hit him on the glove and then ricocheted into left. Tough play to make on a line drive from Leonard that will probably go down as a base hit because Milan had to jump for it. But, again, I'd like to see a replay of that, but Milan knows he wants that back, and Leonard is now aboard.
Yeah, that one not too far above his head, especially following the leap. And I think it kind of just caught him reaction-wise. He saw the trajectory the ball was beginning to take off a very hard-hit ball and said better leap than not. But as you said, it might have thrown him off there.
Yeah, and maybe not even not having to jump. Maybe his jump was just too high. The 0-1. Cartaya pops it up. Another chance for Milan Tolentino, who's backtracking into shallow left. Calls off Cox and makes the play moving to his left. For out number two, nice job watching the ball into the glove. Cartaya is 0 for 4.
Milan's probably begging, geez, give me a break. Three straight in a row hit right at him. It's a grounder, a liner, and a fly. He's seeing the works this inning.
He most definitely is. Davis Sharp will now try and get the final out and push this game into the bottom of the seventh. 3-2 lead, both teams with four hits. Leonard was scored a single. First pitch here from Sharp, a fastball that just misses out the or off the outside part, count 1-0. Vivas tonight is 0 for 2 with a walk worked in the fifth. Sharp's 1-0. Vivas swings, line drive into right center field, a base hit. Hitting second and now thinking about going to third, but halting and putting on the brakes was Leonard. Halpin did not want to test his arm. So Vivas with a single, two runners on, two outs. It'll be up to Damon Keith for the Loons, who's 1 for 3 with the solo home run to potentially drive in runs for Great Lakes, who just want to get some breathing room against this Lake County team with the one-run lead.
Yeah, that single right there, that's what we call the Petey Halpin effect. a lot of guys around the Midwest League have tested Petey's arm this year, and not many have succeeded. They're a precautionary tale in this game.
Sharp looks back at second. First pitch here to Keith. Breaking ball that misses outside and low. Count 1-0. Sharp on again to Damon Keith, who's 1 for 3. Mike Amditis will signal out to his defense. Two runners on, two outs. Lead runner off second, Leonard, who has some speed, as does Vivas. Against Davis Sharp, the Arlington, Texas native. The right-hander will look back at second. The 1-0. Breaking ball off the plate outside, count 2-0. The captain's defense has Valdez, the second baseman, shading up the middle, and that left side towards the line with Keith, who usually pulls the ball. He pulled it deep to left center field for a long home run back in the second. Sharp, the 2-0 pitch. In the dirt, Amditis with a sliding stop to his right side, keeping it in front, count 3-0. Awaiting on deck is Dalton Rushing, who... it's not hyperbole to say or mistake at all to say it's his highest or best high A at-bat to date. This is the playoffs, and also, if he does get an at-bat here, it's his first game played here at the high A level. 3-0 to Keith, though. Fastball does hit on the outside corner, count 3-1. Sharp does not want to face Rushing, not because, again, he's seen him, but he'd like to get this out of Keith and end the inning. It's a 3-1 count, two outs, Leonard on second, Vivas on first. And Sharp trying to protect a one-run deficit for his team. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Keith, count now full.
And if he'd have to face Rushing here, of course, not hoping to, but Rushing a lefty against Sharp, the righty.
Righty on righty here. Sharp to Keith. Leonard on second. Vivas on first. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And Sharp will step off the mound for a moment. Looked like he was going, but then twisted that front leg and watched back the runner Leonard off second. Valdez behind the base did not cover. He's just trying to keep the runner close before, of course, the payoff. The pitch comes in. It's a fastball high outside. 4-4. And Keith is aboard. So that means that the batter, and Dalton Rushing will make a plate appearance here. It's Leonard on third, Vivas on second, Keith on first, and Dalton Rushing, a man with a lot of power. At the low A level, 8 home runs, 30 runs batted in 28 games, and Caleb Longshore will make sure that he has a quick discussion with Sharp here. Bases are loaded, 2 outs. Just have to worry about the hitter, but not a small task with Rushing, who's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a hit by pitch, and who the captains didn't have a lot of time to prepare for. They knew he joined the roster today, so they did their research and what they could, and looking at his numbers and splits at the low A level, but it's only a small sample size there with 28 games played. Both teams have a scouting on each other for most of the guys who's been here all year, but not the case with Rushing.
And for Rushing, especially in a spot like this where he's poised that he could really do damage if he gets into one, you'd really love to know a little bit more on him, maybe what he struggles with. Does he struggle with an outside breaking ball? Does he struggle with the high fastball? All you have to go off of that right now is the 3 at-bats that you've seen him. And I'm sure coming into this that the Guardians have maybe a very limited report on him in general, but I'm sure not as extensive as the captains would like in this spot.
First pitch to Rushing is a breaking ball low and inside, count 1-0. Sharp just trying to find the zone here. It's bases loaded. Milan Tolentino, the shortstop, shaded up the middle, right side of the infield, playing towards the line with the left hand hitting Rushing. The 1-0. Rushing swings, a blooper into shallow left. Cairo backtracking, and it will drop, scoring Leonard as well as Vivas. That one off the end of the bat, and Dalton Rushing comes up in a big way. A 2-run bloop single that was hard for any captain to defend in no man's land, and it's now 5-2, Loons.
Well, I can go ahead and tell you that no matter what kind of report you had on that, wasn't going to save you because that was a good pitch and really fought off by Rushing and just found its way opposite field just past the outstretched glove of Christian Cairo, excuse me. And that was just one that falls, and it's really been a bit of the story here for the captains. It's now a couple at-bats that have gone that way.
And now the lead for the Loons increases. 3-run lead. Captains have 9 outs remaining offensively. Ramos swings here. High fly ball to right center. Halpin will backtrack. He'll make the catch just before the track, and it ends the inning. Ramos gives it a ride, but 0-for-4 for him today. And it ends the inning for Sharp. For the Loons, they do score 2 runs off a total of 3 singles, no errors, and 2 left on, runners on the corners. It's time for the 7th inning stretch. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the captains, and everything you love. Loons 5, Captains 2, bottom of the 7th of the Midwest League East Championship Series, Game 1, next on WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Seven, eight for the captains. Connor Cox, Corey Holland, Mike Amditis trying to get some offense for Lake County. River Ryan's first pitch, fastball that dots the outside corner, count 0-1. Ryan has been excellent tonight. Two innings relief, four strikeouts, and no one has reached on him. Six up, six down. 0-1. Breaking ball, misses outside low count. 1-1 for Ryan. He was working again in relief, and he was working with a one-run lead up until the seventh, where the Loons just played a two on a two-run single from Dalton Rushing. Cox is swinging a miss, count 1-2. Rushing's first game at the high A level, and a two-run single, a bloop single off the end of the barrel for a left-handed hitter into left field. Tough break. The 1-2. Cox lifts it foul right side, and it will hit off the sweets out of play.
If the captains are going forward, you're saving grace. This team's only been the strongest in 7, 8, 9 innings, and that's what you got coming up at the end of this ball game. That's really where they start to turn it on and get the bats going.
1-2 pitch. Cox once again flares it foul right side above the sweets and out of play. So it's one ball, two strikes. Ryan on to Cox. Time's called by Connor Cox here. Captains do have a right-hander warming up in the pen currently. Appears to be Elvis Jerez after Sharp worked a 17-pitch seventh inning, allowing the two runs. 1-2. Fastball high outside. Count 2-2 on to Cox. The Loons do make a defensive substitution, by the way. We'll tell you about this after the 2-2. The pitch. Cox checks swing. Did he go? No, says the first place umpire, Jared Molman. It is now coming off the bench, Jake Vogel in center. Jose Ramos moves to right, and then Damon Keith to left. Junior Garcia, who had the two-run single earlier today, not in the game. As Cox lifts it foul right side, the count 3-2. So that your defensive positioning. We'll let you know about the lineup once the Loons come to bat, of course. But they're guessing a stronger defensive lineup here. But to be honest, Vogel, we haven't seen him either at the high A level this year yet. 3-2. Cox pops it up into shallow right. Coming on is the right fielder in Ramos. And takes a step to his left, makes the play. And there's out number one here in the bottom of the seventh. So it's Vogel in center and then Ramos to right. And Keith to left. All right, so now Corey Holland's at the plate. Two-run or an RBI double for him in the second. First pitch is a breaking ball called strike at the knees. Count 0-1. Trying to get something done against River Ryan here. Ryan has set down the last seven captains he's faced. Ryan, the windup, kicking the 0-1. Holland is swinging a miss. Count 0-2. And in total for Lake County, the last 12 have been retired in a row. That's four innings.
Yeah, the captain's got to get something going.
0-2. Holland is swinging a miss, pitching the dirt, applying the tag. Cartaya, there's two away. Strikeout number 5 for River Ryan. Been really strong here tonight, trying to complete three perfect innings.
Yeah, and it's been, for the captains, it seemed like they were building that momentum, and then pitcher switch came in. Substitution was made, and since that, they've quite literally gone dead in this game. You said it, now 13 straight.
Mike Amdita swings at the first pitch, high fly ball into right field. Ramos moves in, makes the grab chest high, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 for the third time for River Ryan, 9 up, 9 down. We're through 7. Great Lakes right now in command. 5-2 they lead in the Midwest League East Championship Series, game number 1 on WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and Specialty Sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m.
Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. 2023 Captain Season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Top of the eighth, it will be a new pitcher for Lake County. Fifth man used tonight, Elvis Jerez. So for Lake County, the four of the five pitchers they're using in this game one started their season in Lynchburg. Jerez, a late addition to the captain's roster this year, joined on August 11th. He's been strong in the pen, 7 1/3 innings pitched, with a 3.68 ERA. He's just trying to keep the score deadlocked right now. It's 5-2 Loons in this top of the eighth inning. It's Austin Gauthier, Emmanuel Vargas, Junior Garcia, 7-8-9 for Great Lakes against the righty Jerez. Jerez, the kick in the first pitch to Gauthier. Gauthier swings, puts it foul right side, and heading towards the tents on the concourse area. Still a strong crowd holding in and bearing a little cold temperatures. The sweatshirts on, Conte's captains, what have you, and some Guardians ones as well. The 0-1 from Jerez. Breaking ball. Knees count 0-2. We're nice and warm here in the press box area. Indoors and windows open on what is pitch black night here at Classic Park. Just past 9 o'clock. 0-2 from Jerez. Gauthier swinging a miss. Down on strikes. Jerez with a strong start to his relief appearance.
His relief appearance here coming in the 8th inning. It's an 8th inning at Captain's Baseball that's brought to you by NOPEC. It's the largest nonprofit energy aggregator in Ohio. NOPEC provides you peace of mind with competitive pricing and no tricky contracts. Visit NOPEC.org to find out why NOPEC is a safe choice in a volatile market.
Emmanuel Vargas now at the plate. The DH, who's 0-2 with a walk. First pitch from Jerez. Fastball high, count 1-0. The dagger, and it really wasn't because the Loons, of course, already had a lead 3-2, but it distanced themselves. A two-run single off the bat of Dalton Rushing, a blooper off the end of the bat into left field, is the reason for the Loons' lead. As Vargas here, high fly ball to shallow center, Halpin under it, takes a couple steps back, makes the grab, and that's out number two. A 1-2-3 inning here for Jerez would be helpful. The captains don't want to extinguish any more arms in the pen. Of course, they got game two and three to worry about. Of course, though, tonight not over as well. You want to get that win and help your odds, and something to keep in the back of the mind as well, there is an off day tomorrow. Game 2 Thursday, Game 3 Friday, both 7:05, Game 3 if necessary, and all the games will be on WJCU. Junior Garcia is not the plate, I just realized, because it is the pinch hitter in Jake Vogel. You'll love this story, of course. The Loons sent their roster with Vogel originally number 51. Vogel is now number 3. The 1-0. Vogel swings, pops it up into shallow right, moving into his right, Planez, and he makes the grab. That ends the inning. May not have loved that story, but I told it. You gotta love, if you're a Captain's fan, a 1-2-3 frame from Elvis Jerez. The Captain's offense is 6 outs remaining to get 3 runs. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order when we return on WGCU. Returning to the mound, River Ryan for the Loons.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
River Ryan on the mound for the Loons. He'll face 9-1-2, bottom of the eighth, Lake County down 3. 5-2 your score. This is the Midwest League East Championship Series, game number one in a three-game series. The 0-1, Valdez swings, line drive over the leaping Leonard, the shortstop, and into left center field. Good start for the Captains and Yordies Valdez, his first hit of the game, and the fifth for Lake County offensively, a base runner on, top of the order now, and that's the first batter to get on base against River Ryan.
Yeah, and Yordis Valdez, like a lot of these captains, his last two innings here, they start to get up and they wake up and are ready to get the bats going and not be out of this game. Valdez coming in clutch to start this inning.
Ryan's first pitch misses inside to Milan Tolentino, count 1-0. Third baseman Vivas playing in just in case Tolentino tries to bunt and get on and also move Valdez, who has plenty of speed at first. A look back from Ryan to second base, the 1-0. Fastball top of the zone, a called strike, count 1-1. The Loons do have a left-hander warming up, and as I say that, his ball sails and then hits off a third base, and Vivas will pick it up. Of course, you don't want to use Ryan the whole way, even though no real sign of him slowing down except for that single. But the Loons do want a fresh arm, a new look, and potentially have Ryan pitch later in the series if need be. The 1-1, fastball, high, outside, count 2-1. This is the Midwest League East Championship Series. The Captains gaining a playoff berth on Saturday, the second half champions. The Loons have been waiting for this date since late June, when they won the first half, taking 40 games. The 2-1. Tolentino rips it back, foul to the back wall, count 2-2. And of course, for these players, their season's not over. They want to improve, and it's not a guarantee that any, maybe some, but not a guarantee that their season will continue with a call up to Double A. So this is it, and they know their opportunity, they know their spot. Gifted more games and won a championship as well. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, Tolentino. Ryan with his sixth strikeout, 3 1/3 completed. That fastball is just so elusive, and Lake County has just frankly struggled against it here tonight.
Yeah, and he uses it high and low in the zone, and they're tempting a hitter with two strikes, excuse me. And Tolentino putting it high where Tolentino could do damage with it, but just so fast out of the hand from Ryan that hitters struggle to catch up with it.
Cairo at the plate. Christian Cairo, 1-for-3 today. Struck out against Ryan last plate appearance. First pitch is high, a fastball, count 1-0. When Ryan will be brought out in this game, we'll see. Left-hander continues to throw, and for Ryan, he's up on over 50 pitches. Of course, he started games this year, similar to Boone, has more left in the tank. The 1-0, fastball high, count 2-0. Both bullpens have followed a similar script, except though River Ryan has gone very long in trying to complete four innings, and Sublette also gave some length, where for Lake County was really Boone the only man to provide some length. Five pitchers to three used Lake County to Great Lakes. That's a 2-0, hits on the outer part, count 2-1. Cairo at the plate, runner on first, Valdez. Captains down 3 in this bottom of the 8th inning. So Set at the belt. Ryan, the 2-1. Fastball. A called strike. Top of the zone. And the outside corner. Cairo can't believe it. Classic Park can't either.
Yeah, that ball looked a little bit more outside than a couple of the other calls so far in this inning. Cairo resets himself with a called time and will face a 2-2.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Valdez, the runner on first, being held by the first baseman rushing. Middle infield shaded up the middle, double play depth. And the 2-2. Breaking ball, a call, third strike. Seven strikeouts for River Ryan tonight. He's been excellent.
Can't say much more about River Ryan. He's kept the Captains very much so in check. And if you're the Captains, the outside calls, be it a couple of them a little farther out than maybe you're used to and that you'd like, you got to take the bat off your shoulder and swing. You're not going to win this game by trying to work, you know, outside pitches to be called balls when they're simply not being called.
Tough, as River Ryan will come out here, and Captains, a couple Captains fans will cheer because that means a new arm in. River Ryan was just flat out spectacular, allowing just one base runner through 3 2/3 innings pitched, and in total, seven strikeouts. The Loons will go to a left-hander here, their fourth pitcher used. We'll give you info on him, and Joe Naranjo's at bat against the left-hander with Valdez at first. It's Great Lakes 5, Lake County 2, bottom of the eighth, and you're listening to the Midwest League East Championship Series Game 1 here on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center. Goodbye, home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Lefty on lefty with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. The Loons, after River Ryan was excellent through 3 2/3, striking out seven, allowing just one hit. To Yordiz Valdez, who's on base currently, will be Joe Naranjo to take on Ben Harris. Harris has split time between low A and high A this year. 22 games pitched for both. With the Loons, he has 48 strikeouts and 15 walks, a 1.93 ERA. His ERA way lower than it was at the low A level. Harris will face Naranjo here. Lefty on lefty. Runner on first, Valdez. Captains down three in this bottom of the eighth. First pitch, fastball. High, count 1-0.
And this being such a crucial spot for the Captains, not to say that if it came to the ninth, they couldn't put three or more on the board as we've seen them do it, but you'd surely like to chip off at least one or two here in this inning.
1-0 pitch from Harris. Fastball. Notches the outside corner. Count 1-1. You're right. I mean, again, this is a team that has come back from deficits in the ninth, scoring 2-3 runs in the ninth. They scored three this past week against Fort Wayne, but you don't want to have to do that. You want to get some runs here. As the Naranjo fans on a 1-1 breaking ball, and the count now 1-2. And, of course, this Loons team, not to disparage Fort Wayne at all, but this Loons team that the postseason for a reason, the same amount of wins as the Captains. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Naranjo facing Harris to pitch. Slider low and away. Cartaya with a nice grab to keep it in front and to keep Valdez at bay at first. Lake County tonight has left only three on base. They had a lot of activity in the first three. Only one hit from innings 4, 5, 6, and 7. And here in the eighth, the 2-2. Naranjo fouls it back to the netting. Still alive. So they haven't had a chance to leave on base because they haven't gotten on base. It's been a slog offensively after Ryan Sublette with great job in the fourth in relief, and then River Ryan, 3 2/3, scoreless. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Harris, number 22. The pitch here. Fastball high, count full. Joe Naranjo with great plate discipline, the leader for the Captains in walks this season. 82, tied for the most in Captains history, would love to get on. Alexi Planez would be the tying run awaiting on deck. The payoff pitch from Harris. Naranjo chases a high fastball down on strikes. Loon's dugout pumped. Ben Harris gets the K needed. That ends the inning. After a leadoff hit from Yordis Valdez, it's three consecutive strikeouts, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Through eight, Great Lakes 5, Lake County 2. We go to the ninth. Elvis Jerez will get a second inning next on WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Top of the ninth, Elvis Jerez, 6-pitch, 1-2-3-8. Same job he had in the eighth to try and keep the score 5-2. In the top of the ninth, Eddie's Leonard, the leadoff hitter for the Loons, a fifth plate appearance, and he puts it back to the back netting. This is game one of the Midwest League East Championship Series here on WJCU. I'm John Vicari alongside Jake Volnick and Logan Matosky back in the studio with you. The Captains want three runs to in the ninth and only three to come back from as Jerez misses high and in, count 1-1. Jerez trying to shut the door on the Loons, and then a Lake County team that has come back from a lot of deficits this year. They won the ninth so much against opponents this year, outscoring them by more than six times what their opponents have got this year, will need at least three. The 1-1. Leonard, a chopper left side, past the diving glove of Cairo. He slid to his left, and Milan Tolentino moving to his right, couldn't keep it in front. Perfectly placed by Eddie's Leonard, back-to-back singles for him, and a base runner on for the Loons here in the ninth. The Loons getting more runs, which is worse than the Captains' chances of that ninth inning. And for right now, looking at the Loons' pen, it seems Harris, Ben Harris, will get the bottom of the ninth. Diego Cartaya at the plate, he's 0-4 against the Captains tonight. Top Dodgers prospect, first pitch swinging, and it's lifted out of play, foul right side, up and over the press box. A couple oohs and ahs, people waiting for it to come down.
I don't believe the ball ever did. I think it remained up in the suites. Somebody up there got it.
And we went up and over the suites or into the suites. A breaking ball here stopped by Mdidas. Count 1-1. I lost it, I'll be honest.
I believe gentlemen in the officers club.
Oh, there you go.
In the balcony there ended up with the ball in a old Guardians windbreaker there.
Mm. From April? It was that old?
Yeah, so old.
The 1-1. Ground ball left side. Cairo dives to his left, but it sneaks through into left for a base hit. Back-to-back singles to the left field from the Loons, Leonard and Cartaya. So Elvis Jerez will have to work out of a pickle here. Two runners on, no outs, and facing Yorbit Vivas, who in his last plate appearance had a single, 1-for-3 with a walk here tonight. After it was a top three in the Loons order that were 0-for-3 to begin, it's been offense powered by this Loons 1-2-3. Leonard now Cartaya, and Vivas trying to continue the trend. Elvis Jerez would love a ground ball here. First pitch from Jerez. Ripped foul, left side by Vivas, and out of play, ricochets into the seats down the left field line.
Captain's now racing to get somebody up and throwing and warming the pen.
Mm.
A little surprised they didn't have somebody starting the inning or after the first at-bat. Not to say that you don't trust Jerez, but it's such a tough spot here. Gets into a little bit of trouble. You'd like to have that guy ready.
The 0-1. Fastball high outside. Count at 1-1. Again, that's tough to anticipate, and Caleb Longshore and manager Greg DiCenzo, of course, hey, it's 6 pitches for Jerez. We trust him come the ninth, but it's not gone Jerez's way so far. Leonard on second, Cartaya on first. The 1-1, fastball high, count 2-1. It appears to be the right-hander Zach Hart, who would come into this game, the oldest relief pitcher on Lake County, 25 years old. Hopefully Jerez does not need a replacement and Lake County to use a 6th pitcher here tonight.
Yeah, my thought going in is just you're in the playoffs, you would think precautionary more than anything. Anything can happen here in a playoff game, and you want to be fully prepared for it. Better to have your bullpen active than not, but Zimbitas went out to talk, buys a little bit of time for Hart to get warm.
2-1, Jerez to Vivas. The kick and the pitch. Vivas rips it foul down the right field line. A leaping grab by a reliever. Maybe that's Lane Torres. It looks like a right-hander. He saves Zach Fasher from being hit by that ball or potentially something. He made a great leaping play, and that's why you hear the crowd's reaction. You can definitely check after the game who that was. But a great grab. Looks like Lenny to me. There's not many Captains relievers down there right now. But nice defensive play made in foul territory. 2-2. Fastball high outside, count 3-2. Of course, unlike at the major league level, there isn't someone with a stool sitting in foul territory to corral those baseballs and want to protect a pitcher in a bullpen that's on the field. So that becomes a captain not being used in that job, in that spot. It's a 3-2 spot here for Jerez to Vivas. The kick of the pitch, payoff. Fastball high, ball 4. So Yorbit Vivas' walk now creates bases loaded. Lake County, a team that usually doesn't struggle with the walks. The Loons have the most walks in the Midwest League as a unit, but that's now walk number 6 for Lake County. The Loons have walked nobody here today. That looks like it'll be it for Elvis Jerez because manager Greg DiCenzo comes out and Zach Hart will come on. He'll jog to the mound. Jerez's day done. A 6-pitch 1-2-3-8, but loads the bases on 2 singles and a walk in the ninth, so it'll be Hart's job here to try and work out of it and keep the deficit as narrow as possible. Right now, 5-2 Loons lead, top of the ninth inning. You're listening to the Midwest League East Championship Series, game number 1, here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Zach Hart will come on for Lake County. Right-hand reliever inherits not a great position and scenario here. It is bases loaded, no outs. top of the ninth, and the Loons with a 5-2 lead. For Hart, this is his first appearance since back on Thursday. That was against the Tin Caps. He went an inning, getting 2 Ks, 11 pitches thrown. Hart with a 5.08 ERA this season, 44 and a one-thirds with Lake County. He spent a week at the AA level. That was back in early July, but majority of the season for the 25-year-old here with the Captains. He'll take on Damon Keith, who had a solo home run earlier tonight. That was in the second. He's got bases loaded here, no outs. Captains infield in, outfield playing back, and Hart with quite a spot to work out of. First pitch, fastball low, count 1-0. It's been a storyline of some base on balls that have hurt Lake County. It was for Jerez, 2 singles and a walk allowed to load the bases. The Loons, who've struggled as a unit this year with walks, none against the Captains today. Not one. 1-0. Check swing. Did Keith go? He did not. He held up the swing, according to Jared Molman, the first base umpire. Captains infield in. Cairo at third. Tolentino at short. Valdez at second. Naraho at first. And it's Leonard at third base. Cartaya, the runner, at second. And Vivas at first. The 2-0. Breaking ball. Hart finds the zone on the inside part. Count 2-1. Of course, if you're Keith here, you just want to put a ball into the outfield. If you're going to put a ball on the ground or line drive, it better be hit hard and not where the defense is. Large gap left of the second base bag for Keith, with Tolentino really playing towards the line. 2-1. Breaking ball off the plate outside, count 3-1. What you can't do in this spot, if you're Lake County, is walk a run home here. It's not great, but it's understandable if Keith beat you. He beshed you with a pitch. A ball 4 here with the bases loaded is just tough to explain. 3-1 here. Hart, the kick, the pitch. Keith swings. Broken bat. It is into left field and down for a base hit. Cox bobbles, but it's just the runner moving up a station. Leonard comes across home plate. Cartaya to third and Vivas to second on an RBI single from Damon Keith, his second ribby tonight. And it gives the Loons a 6-2 lead in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for Hart, but the one thing you can't do in these at-bats is fall behind hitters. The base is loaded that you're inheriting from another pitcher, I understand, but you have to try to work ahead and attack the zone. That, a good pitch by Hart, unfortunate broken bat single.
It's Dalton Rushing now with the plate. First pitch from Hart, fastball high, count 1-0. Rushing with a 2-run bloop single in the seventh. It was off the end of the barrel. Cairo, the third baseman, ran back. Cox, the left fielder, came in. It just went to no man's land, score 2. The Loons now have 3 runs in the final 3 innings. Lake County with nothing to show for. 1-0. Swing and a miss from Rushing. Count 1-1. So the runner at third is Cartaya. Vivas at second. Keith at first. Cartaya with not a lot of speed. Vivas does. And Keith is a plus runner. Still no outs in this frame. Hart, the 1-1. Fouled by Rushing off his front ankle. He'll hop around now outside the left-hand batter's box. Count 1-2. A guy, of course, Lake County not familiar with. A roster addition added today by the Loons from Low A Rancho Cucamonga. And for Rushing, his first game at the High A level. A guy from Memphis, Tennessee. Louisville for his college ball. I don't know if he's played in the Midwest, but tonight, first appearance, pretty darn good. Hart the 1-2, Rushing a chop foul into the Captains' dugout. The Captains, as the home team in this game one, will get last licks come the bottom of the ninth. It will be Alexi Planez, Petey Halpin, Connor Cox, 4-5-6 in the order. Needing right now 4 runs, Hart again trying to work out of quite the pickle. The 1-2 to Rushing. Swing and a miss, Rushing. Hart gets a much, much needed out, retiring Rushing. So the bases are still loaded for Jose Ramos, and not the pressure off for Hart, but he could take at least one breath in relief and realize now all he needs is a ground ball, double play ball, to end this inning. Easier said than done. Hart the righty, Ramos the righty, number 9 versus number 9. First pitch, Ramos cut on and missed, count 0-1.
Yeah, now it's going to be your corner infielders in, middle infield back at double play depth. multiple ways to get this double play if you can just manage to get Ramos to put a ball on the ground.
Ramos tonight is 0 for 4. Two flyouts, a lineout, and a ground out. 0-1. Breaking ball. Hits on the outer corner. Count 0-2. This will be quite the spot for Hart to work out of. Right now, finding the zone. And again, just the single to Keith. The only thing he's permitted in the run gets charged to Jerez. A sway on the mound from Hart. Set at the belt. And the 0-2. Ramos, a blooper into shallow center. It will drop. Coming home to score Carr tying. Each runner moves up a station once again. Another not-so-hard hit ball, but it finds the opening in the defense. Ninth hit, seventh run for the Loons. An RBI single from Jose Ramos. Loons 7, Captains 2 here in the top of the ninth.
If you're Lake County, that second run here in this inning now puts your deficit down to 5 in the ninth. At least here, of course, not out of it, but now one swing proof, even a grand slam, you're still down.
Austin Gauthier at the plate, first pitch, swing and a miss, count 0-1. The Captains have their positioning with Naraho in on the infield grass, middle infield in double play depth, and Cairo aligned with the bag. The Captains' pitching has been so stellar this season, playoffs were not time for a multi- or double-digit hit game from your opponent, 7 runs, 10 hits officially for the Loons. The 0-1. Gauthier chases a pitch, a slider on the outer edge, count 0-2. To Hart's credit as well, both balls not hard hit, but finding a spot in the outfield grass. Bases still loaded. Loons on the pond, if you will, here. The 0-2. Breaking ball, low and away, count 1-2. Hart's going to have to work for every pitch. A Loons team that is so motivated, they've been waiting for this spot all season long since their champagne celebration back in June to earn a spot here. 1-2 pitch. Fastball high inside. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 4 runs score in the final 3 innings. The Captains have been held without a run since scoring on the Milan Tolentino solo homer. Back in the third. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here. Righty on righty, Hart to Gauthier. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Tolentino fields to Valdez for 1. On the first, a double play. Hart with bases loaded and no outs allows just 2. It's 5 runs that the Captains need to score in the bottom of the ninth. 6 to win it. We'll see what Lake County could do here in the Midwest League East Championship Series game number 1. The Captains have been the comeback Captains this season. We'll see if they continue it here in the postseason. Coming up next, WGCU.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in 3 easy steps. 1, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. 3, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
It is the bottom of the ninth here in Eastlake, Ohio. It is a 7-2 Great Lakes lead, a 5-run lead. The Captains would need 6, the most they've scored in an inning this year, to win it. It will be Alexi Planez to begin. Ben Harris, who got the final out in the eighth to start. Planez swings and fouls the first pitch back, up and over the press box, and out of play. The Captains put up that six against Lansing back on April 9th, the second game of the season. That was a long time ago. Whole different Captains team. Planez swings here, high fly ball, center field. Vogel will move in a couple steps to his left. He's under it, and there's one away. Hey, Captains fans, remember to stay tuned for the Lake County Captains wrap-up show, where Jake and I will recap the big plays from tonight's game and then preview the rest of this three-game series that will happen out in Midland, Michigan, game two and three if necessary, that on Thursday and Friday. Both games will have first pitch at 7:05. Petey Halpin, 1-for-3 tonight. Lefty versus lefty here. Harris's first pitch. Halpin, a swing and a miss. Count 0-1. Captains just need base runners. That's easier said than done for this Lake County team that has just put one up from innings 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. The 0-1. Halpin, cut on and missed. Count 0-2. Defense playing Halpin standard. Leonard shaded up the middle, and rest of the infield standard with Halpin, who could put it either way. He had that single to left field back in the second. One of five hits today. The 0-2 is slapped foul left side above the sweets and out of play. This is the Loons team that's on just their fourth pitcher. Lake County has used in total six tonight. It's been a great job by this Loons team, not allowing one base on balls. Fastballs high, count 1-2. It's a Loons team that has really struggled with that this season. Although they broke their franchise record, as did the Captains in strikeouts this year, the Loons also allowed the most walks in the league. Halpin ground ball, right side, up the middle, base hit. It was to the right of the second base bag and out of the reach of Gauthier. So Halpin aboard with one out and a step in the right direction for Lake County. Connor Cox will now come up 0-for-3. Right now it's Cox and Holland, so no substitutions to be made for Lake County. Of course, Hidrogo, the only active outfielder on this roster besides the four that are playing tonight, with Planez, Halpin, Cox, and Holland all in the order. Cox trying to come through here. Holland, who's on deck, had an RBI double. One of the two scored for Lake County. First pitch, breaking ball off the outer edge, count 1-0. Already an out earned by Ben Harris, trying to make it a four-out outing and get out of here and go back to Midland, up 1-0. The 1-0. Fastball lined back to the netting, count 1-1. And then, again, if the score stands right here, Lake County, they've been road warriors this year but would have to take both games on the road in Midland. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. Halpin, the 1-1. Breaking ball. A called strike. Count 1-2. Nice pitch from Harris, the lefty. It's 22 facing 22 here. Harris on to Cox. The 1-2. Cox fouls it back to the netting and stays alive in the at-bat. Tonight, Cox with two nice swings, just getting under it a tad. Flyouts to right in both the fourth and the seventh inning. Cox has turned on the power of late and recent for Lake County, seven home runs. Breaking ball, he takes low and inside here to even up the count. Harris reaches down for some dirt, left-hander with the knee-high socks and the sleeves on what is a 60-degree evening here in Northeast Ohio. 2-2. Breaking ball, swung on and missed by Cox, and the Loons, one out away, Captains down to their final out. It's up to Corey Holland here. He had an RBI double in the second, and at the time, down 3-1, Lake County seemed to be going in the right direction. Alon Tolentino would have a solo home run with one out in the third. The Captains were just down a run. Then River Ryan happened, 3 2/3 scoreless, while the Captains' bullpen, even though Rodney Boone was really strong, would falter. Sharpen Jerez. First pitch here, taking off in a defensive indifference. Halpin does move to second. Again, even if he comes around to score, the Captains would still be down a run. Or down four runs, I should say, gaining the run. It's an 0-1 count here on to Holland. But the Loons are going to prioritize. Ben Harris is going to prioritize Corey Holland. The 0-1. Holland a swing and a miss, and the Captains down to their final strike. It hasn't happened a lot this season, but Lake County with no walks today, and that usually surges their offense, puts them in the right direction, but the Loons throwing a lot of strikes here tonight. The 0-2, Holland fouls it back to stay alive, back to the netting. Duran, Sublett, Ryan, and Harris have been strike throwers tonight. It's no balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second is Petey Halpin. Gauthier, the second baseman, shading up the middle. Harris, the left-hander with the sway. The 0-2 in the pitch. Holland, ground ball left side. One hopper to Leonard, who fields on the outfield grass. He fires the first, and that ends the ball game. The Loons take game one here on the road. They took a lead in the second that they never relinquished. They win tonight 7-2, seven runs on 10 hits, no errors, and the Lake County Captains with two runs, six hits, and no errors. The Loons now, and this is a definite stat, a final stat, will have one more games than the Captains did in 13 matchups here at Classic Park. 7-6, if you include postseason stats, and they take a 1-0 lead here tonight, a 7-2 victory. The Captains will try and change their fortune. They will travel tomorrow to Midland, Michigan, and then play games two and, if necessary, game three. They're hoping, if necessary, and that it is necessary, on Friday night. And we'll be there here on WGCU to cover all the action. The final score tonight, Great Lakes 7, Lake County 2. You're listening to Midwest League East Championship Series Baseball on your home for it, WGCU.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com. A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now, here's John Vicari.
Lake County Captains Wrap-Up Show here on WGCU. Midwest League East Championship Series game number one goes to the Loons. They win by a score of 7-2 here tonight. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Lake County with 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Take you from start to finish here tonight. It was really strong first for both pitchers, both working 1-2-3s. Carlos Duran for the Loons and Will Dion for Lake County. Dion just needed 6 pitches to retire Eddie's Leonard, Diego Cartaya, and Yorbit Vivas in order. The 1-0. Ground ball right side. Naraho moves to his right field, and he will beat Vivas to the bag. A 1-2-3 inning for Will Dion.
Yeah, and for the side of the Loons, Carlos Duran would set down the captains 1-2-3 as well. First hitter up for the Loons in the top of the second was Damon Keith. And he saw a pitch that he got every stitch of, sending the ball well over the signage in left center field and giving the Loons an early 1-0 lead.
Well, Dion worked a 6-pitch, 1-2-3. Damon Keith swings at the first pitch here, and that's a no-doubter. To deep left center field, up and over the advertisement, and gone. It stays in terms of the yard, but luckily that fence is there to keep it not going from going to the parking lot, but Keith just absolutely rocketed that ball to deep left field. You may have had a question if you were a Loons fan, having Keith at that cleanup spot with a 204 average. But that's his 6th home run. He delivers with the big blast here. 1-0 Great Lakes. Yeah, Keith with the big blast. And it was the big inning for the Loons. 3 scored in the second. After a walk from Dalton Rushing, the new addition to Great Lakes. It'd be an out from Jose Ramos, but then an Austin Gauthier single. And Emmanuel Vargas walk that loaded the bases. Well, Dion trying to work out of a jam would face Junior Garcia, who in 10 games played only had 1 run batted in. That would change here in the postseason. A 2-run double down the third baseline. 3-0, Loons. The 1-1. Garcia ground ball. Fair down the third baseline. Rushing will score. Hitting third now, coming home Gauthier. And strolling into third, Vargas. It's a stand-up 2-run double for Junior Garcia. And the Loons lead 3-0 here in the top of the second.
Yeah, Will Dion would go on to strike out the next batter in Eddie's Leonard, but that would end his day, going just an inning and 2/3, giving up 3 runs on as many hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. That'd bring in Alaska Abney, and Abney would only need to face 1 hitter on his day. That was Diego Cartaya, and Abney set him down on strikes to keep the deficit that the captains were facing at 3-0.
2.54 ERA through 49 2/3 innings. The 2021 13th round pick. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Cartaya on a slider from Amney that finished in the left-hand batter's box. Cartaya is swinging a miss, and the Loons leave 2 on. Yeah, so Amney worked out of trouble there and limited the Loons to just 3 runs, so Lake County had a chance to come back, and they didn't get into that hole early. They would get a run in the second. After a single from Petey Halpin, there'd be 2 outs, and Corey Holland would step up to the plate. He'd rip a double to deep left center field, so close to leaving the ballpark, but it would stay and hit off the wall. Holland with another double to add to what has been a great year for him, getting extra base hits, and the captains got on the board in the bottom of the second. Halpin takes off. Holland swings deep left field. Backtracking is Garcia, and that went off the wall. Halpin will hit third, and he will come around to score. Holland slides in a second just before the throw. It's an RBI double for Corey Holland. We just mentioned what he's done, getting extra base hits. Holland delivers again, And Lake County on the board. Great Lakes up 3-1.
Yeah, and that's where the scoring would end in that inning for Lake County. Mike Amditas would ground out to short. But moving into the third, the bottom half of it, Lake County would look to add more. Yordis Valdez would ground out, but then it would bring the top of the lineup through for a second time. Milan Tolentino, we were just getting out of our Cleveland Farm Report. Milan Tolentino really didn't care. He was looking to bring the captains back in the game, cutting the deficit to 1. Captains now down 3-2.
You hear the crowd going crazy after Yordis Valdez ground out Milan Tolentino with a solo home run to deep right field off the lawn. And Tolentino will now touch home. The captains are down a run on Tolentino with the solo blast. And it's a one-run ball game here at Classic Park. And this captain's team not going down without a fight after a 3-0 hole. And Milan Tolentino, the leadoff hitter, displaying the power. Yeah, so Lake County would just be within a run, and then some good pitching would come from both sides. Ryan Sublette in relief would enter after Carlos Duran was jumped out of the game. Duran would allow a single and hit Naraho with a pitch. That would be it. Big play that may be overlooked tonight, but Alexi Planez would fly a ball to deep right field in that third inning, and catching it with a leap at the wall was Damon Keith. He caught it at the top of the wall, made a great play. And the captains would not score another run in that inning. In the fourth, both teams went down 1-2-3. Sublette for the Loons and Rodney Boone, who was working his second inning for Lake County. Boone was probably the star pitcher tonight for Lake County if you were to take one, of course. Rough outing overall with multi or double-digit hits allowed. In the top of the fifth, it was a nice defensive play. Top of the fifth. It was Eddie's Leonard who would chop one to Christian Cairo. He fielded it high and then zipped it over to Naraho. Naraho pretty much did the splits, a nice defensive play, and the Loons were held without a run in the fifth. Same thing for the captains. The 2-2. As Leonard chops it to the third baseman Cairo, he gets it head high, low throw, but Naraho, with a brilliant pick, keeps his foot on the bag, and that's out number one. Naraho had to really almost do the splits there to keep that ball from getting away. Cairo with a nice job anticipating it and getting it on the stride. Naraho with a better play, keeping it into his glove. And Leonard retired on the 5-3.
Yeah, and if you're moving over to the sixth inning and highlighting Naraho there, another bright spot really for the captains here in a game that they're not too easy to find. You're looking at defense. And Connor Cox in the top of the sixth looked to keep that going, starting it off. Dalton rushing. Cox would rush on and make a sliding catch to keep rushing off the base pass.
Here's the payoff from Boone. In the air, high fly ball, shallow left. Connor Cox comes in, he slides, and did he make the grab? He did. Catching it waist high off the end of the bat of rushing. Couldn't bloop it in to the outfield. Impressive play made. Out number one on a stout defensive play from Connor Cox. Yeah, solid defense behind Rodney Boone tonight, who was really excellent for Lake County. Boone would go four innings, allowing two walks, but getting three strikeouts and not allowing a run. This is how he would complete his four scoreless innings of relief in the sixth. Lefty on lefty, Boone to Vargas. First pitch here. Vargas swings in the air to right field. Planez moves to his right in front of the track and catches the line drive chest high and ends the inning. Rodney Boone, third inning, fourth, fifth, and sixth, all scoreless tonight, and allowed just three base runners, no hits.
Home half of the sixth, captains go 1-2-3 for the third inning in a row. Third in a row that would eventually turn in to four in a row in the seventh. But before that, in the top of the seventh, Loons came to bat once again, and they wasted absolutely no time trying to put a little more on base. Started off with a ground out, 6-3, but then a single by Eddie's Leonard. Got to two outs with the fly out to the shortstop in Cairo. And a single by Vivas, a walk by Keith, and then a two RBI single by the man making his high debut, Dalton Rushing, to put the Loons up 5-2.
The 1-0. Rushing swings, a blooper into shallow left. Cairo backtracking, and it will drop. Scoring Leonard as well as Vivas. That one off the end of the bat, and Dalton Rushing comes up in a big way, a two-run bloop single that was hard for any captain to defend in no man's land, and it's now 5-2, Loons. Yeah, no man's land indeed. Tough break for Lake County, and in the seventh as well, captains would go down 1-2-3, 12 pitches. River Ryan, stuff was just working today. He would finish with 7 strikeouts overall. The eighth was a good pitch or a good inning for Lake County reliever Elvis Jerez. 6 pitches, 1-2-3, retiring Austin Gauthier, Emmanuel Vargas, and Junior Garcia. The 1-0. Vogel swings, pops it up into shallow right, moving into his right, Planez, and he makes the grab that ends the inning. May not have loved that story, but I told it. You gotta love, if you're a Captains fan, a 1-2-3 frame from Elvis Jerez.
Yeah, it was a good inning from Jerez, but home half of the eighth, Captains would get one on Yordis Valdez, but after that, it'd be 3 straight strikeouts of the top of the order for the Captains. So it brought up the Loons once again in the top of the ninth, and Elvis Jerez, only having to throw 6 pitches, came back out. Unfortunately for Jerez, it was back-to-back singles, and then a walk that loaded the bases and ended his day and would bring on Zach Hart. For Hart, he was looking to keep the score where it was and give the Captains a real opportunity in the ninth, inheriting bases loaded. But unfortunately, he faced Damon Keith, his first at-bat. A good pitch, but Keith shattered his bat, put it up over Tolentino's head, and drove in a run to make it a 6-2 ball game.
3 balls, 1 strike here. Hart, the kick, the pitch. Keith swings, broken bat. It is into left field and down for a base hit. Cox bobbles, but it's just the runner moving up a station. Leonard comes across home plate. Cartaya to third and Vivas to second on an RBI single from Damon Keith, his second ribby tonight. And it gives the Loons a 6-2 lead in the top of the ninth. Yeah, 6-2 lead at that point, and then it was, again, not a hard-hit ball by any means, but with one out, Jose Ramos would deliver one to center field, this off Hart, but again, the runners inherited from Jerez, and it was just another tough inning for Lake County pitching. The Loons would score in only 3 innings tonight, 3 in the second, 2 in the seventh, and 2 in the top of the ninth. Sway on the mound from Hart, set at the belt, and the 0-2. Ramos, a blooper into shallow center. It will drop. Coming home to score Cartaya. Each runner moves up a station once again. Another not-so-hard-hit ball, but it finds the opening in the defense. Ninth hit, seventh run for the Loons. An RBI single from Jose Ramos. Loons 7, Captains 2, here in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, Captains now down 5, but they still have to get out of this inning. Still bases loaded up to this point. But Zach Hart, now facing Austin Gauthier, would force a ground ball that would get them out of the inning, a 6-4-3 double play to bring the Captains back up to the plate.
Righty on righty, Hart to Gauthier, the pitch. Ground ball left side, Tolentino fields to Valdez for 1, on the first, a double play. Hart with bases loaded and no outs, allows just 2. Yeah, 2 that made it a 5-run lead, and the Captains would need a 5-run ninth to tie, 6-run ninth to win it. They didn't roll over, but they didn't get a runner on in scoring position either. Reaching on a single would be Petey Halpin, a 2-hit day for him, and then a Connor Cox strikeout and a Corey Holland ground out to short would end things. Holland would get the RBI double in the second, Milan Tolentino the home run in the third, the only 2 runs for Lake County in a 7-2 defeat. Harris, the left-hander with the sway, the 0-2 in the pitch. Holland, ground ball left side. One hopper to Leonard, who fields on the outfield grass. He fires the first, and that ends the ball game. The Loons take game 1 here on the road. They took a lead in the second that they never relinquished. They win tonight 7-2. Yeah, so Lake County would lose again by the score of 7-2 here to the Loons. Harris would take over for River Ryan to finish that eighth and then work the scoreless ninth as well. Loons used 4 pitchers to the Captains' 6th here tonight. Before we give you the final totals from tonight, got to tell you in the Midwest League West Championship Series Game 1 that the South Bend Cubs did beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 2-1. Cubs scored 2 in the 8th to propel them to victory. That's your look at the Midwest League scoreboard presented by University Hospitals. Final totals, Loons with 10 with 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Lake County 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The win went to River Ryan, the loss to Will Dion, and the save to Ben Harris. The game was 2 hours and 46 minutes long, and attendance tonight was 1,535, which I feel like there was more, but again, not the attendance number tonight here at Classic Park. Of course, this series is not over. Lake County will head to Midland, Michigan. They'll go tomorrow, actually 12 hours from now, and they will depart from Classic Park, and it will be for the captains, Tommy Mace on the hill in game number 2, to Adolfo Ramirez for the Loons, and if necessary, a game 3 that will go to Aaron Davenport, the right-hander, and Kendall Williams, the right-hander for the Loons, will get that game. Thursday and Friday, both first pitch times will be at 7:05, meaning 6:45 here on WGCU is where you can catch coverage, the Lake County Captains warm-up show, and then, of course, game number 2, and if necessary, game number 3 here on WGCU is the Captains' hope to keep their season alive. Well, if this is the last home broadcast, I want to thank, of course, Logan Batosky back in the studio, doing a great job cutting up the highlights and keeping us on track. A lot of things happening today at the ballpark, playoff baseball, and he did a great job cutting up the highlights, his farm report as well. Special thank you to Jake Volnick, who was alongside me here this evening. And again, if this is the last time we're on, and just, again, you hope not, and we hope that next week we will have a championship series and you guys will work, but you guys have done a great job this year, and first season in the Midwest League, it's been a pleasure. We thank you both, or I thank you both, for working with me this entire summer and into fall with postseason baseball. I'm John Vicari saying so long from Classic Park. Season not over yet. The Captains will head to Midland to play the Great Lakes Loons. Game 2 and 3 in the Midwest League East Championship Series can be heard here on WGCU. I'm John Vicari. Final score, final time, Loons 7, Captains 2, and you've been listening to Lake County Captains Baseball, postseason baseball, here on your home for it, WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience.
My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.